Okay, we're recording. This is it.
This is it.
Make no mistakes where you are.
Okay.
All right.
I have to sing every episode now, so.
So this is a crossover podcast today. We got Nerd Stravaganza here.
Hello, guys.
And we got Nerd Porn here.
So it's episode 28 for us.
For Nerd Porn.
And you, this is a bonus
episode. This is episode like episode 2000 for you guys, right?
For you, sweeties.
This is our 113.5th, I think, episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to stick with that. Yeah. That's what we're going for.
Congratulations.
That's, yeah.
We'll never get there.
We're doing pretty good. We've only missed 3 weeks, right? Total?
The whole year, yeah. It's pretty impressive.
I mean, we could probably have missed 0 weeks, but whatever.
Yeah, your only risk is running out of friends to interview. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Because you always have just like a special guest third party, which is kind of a cool idea, but what happens when you have no more friends?
We have had that. We were struggling. Tony's like, you need to get people to come on here because he gets all his friends.
I'm running out of friends. I'm running out of fucking friends to bring on this show.
You'd actually be surprised. I've done quite a few episodes where I'm just doing voice impersonations and nobody listens in the first place. But if they were to listen, I guarantee they wouldn't be able to tell.
They would think you were all three.
Yeah.
You're pretty good. You just gotta. You have to throw your voice though and have your mic set up around so it's like you're in different parts of the room.
Yep.
It's also a common theme in our episodes where Tom makes like a really funny comment and there's just dead silence for like a second or two. And then
he's
just like, okay.
And why haven't we incorporated a laugh track?
Oh, that's good.
We were just discussing making our own laugh tracks. I mentioned that to Tom this morning.
See, I'll say something and nobody listens to me, but someone will comment.
Mike O'Day, I think.
Yeah, someone will always be like, oh my God, I heard this really funny line. I'm like, yeah.
You said something about a boner and no one heard you, and then he heard it on the podcast. He's like, bro, whatever Aaron just said was fucking hilarious and no one heard it.
Of course. It's the same thing with the Iceman, man. If I was Iceman, I'm not even going to say it. Screw it.
Just say it.
You got to listen.
I haven't heard it.
You did. I've said it like 5 times.
What was it?
That if I was Iceman, I would throw ice boners at people's mouths. That's what I would do. That'd be that's how I'd fight.
That's what, I think that was what he said. No one,
who didn't laugh at that? That's
everyone.
No one heard it.
There was 4 people there other than me, and nobody laughed.
I gotta say, I'm against laugh tracks because if my own friends and fellow podcasters refuse to laugh, I'm not going to do extra work to get fake laughs.
And exactly.
That's true, yeah. I mean, Seinfeld did it.
It's that feature where... No, yeah. It's that feature where when you're sitting in a room, it's like when your teacher, which I'm a teacher, makes that bad joke and you're just like, I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh or I'll just stare at him or I'll kind of make the fake smile, but the fake smile doesn't work over podcasting.
Yeah, that's true. I was usually on acid, so that would... I'd be crying at that point.
Anyways, let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows us.
Everyone knows them too, apparently, because we're all the same podcast.
They can't see you right now.
Oh, yeah, we are splitting, so. Yeah. I'm Aaron. I'm part of Nerd Porn.
I'm Tonks, part of Nerd Porn.
I'm Eric, part of Nerd Stravaganza.
Brian, part of Nerd Stravaganza.
I'm Tom, part of Nerd Porn now.
You love bastard.
Nerd Pornographic Zanza.
Yes.
That was a really bad blending.
I don't care.
We couldn't be a couple, like a podcast couple, like Brangelina or...
Nerd Stravaganza Porn.
You guys know we're in a hurricane right now.
Porn...
Yes.
Porn, I'm fucking it up.
You keep just saying porn over and over again.
I got porn on the brain, guys.
I'm just going to stick with the best part of the title and just repeat it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
It'll soak in.
Let's, I kind of want to talk about this. Actually, you guys can probably just say your website and stuff like that since you guys know what.
Do you guys have an actual website?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, on the web.
NerdStravaganza.com, right?
Yeah. You go there, a website comes up.
Guys,
I've been there.
We're goddamn
professional. You type it in, and it goes there.
You guys are shitting all over us right now. Ours is... Well, I don't know if you know this, but we've co-opted Facebook for our website.
Tom, we own Facebook now.
Tom's Facebook guy, right? Or was he MySpace?
Tom Book, right?
Which
Tom's
one?
Face.
Tom was MySpace.
I developed MySpace. Yeah,
oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Tom.
You were my first friend, actually.
I tried. It didn't work.
Yeah, I think Tom was everyone's first friend. Yeah.
Nobody on MySpace laughed at my jokes either, so no. I shut it down, man. I'm done with
you. Actually, I believe, deleted me, which is terrible.
Didn't Justin Timberlake buy MySpace?
Yes, I think, I'm not kidding, I think he did or something like
that. No, that was in that movie, isn't it?
No, he really,
really?
Bought MySpace. and still sucks.
Yeah,
no, like Rupert Murdoch owns that crap, and isn't it part of... Or is it part of Time Warner? And Time Warner's trying to be the mic.
Well, Rupert bought Justin, so.
Yeah.
Rupert?
Who's Rupert?
He has him chained up in a dungeon.
Oh.
Rupert is the name of my D&D character.
Really?
Yeah. He's a level 27 media mogul.
Let's not talk about our level 2 characters.
Oh, we are level two now, though.
Yeah, we are.
Don't you guys play and record live? Is that
yeah.
you guys?
Yeah, we have another podcast called Party of Five.
Yeah. Because we're a five party, a party of five adventurers.
What episode are you on with that?
Five.
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Oh, well, because what we do is we record like four at once, because you can't really play D&D for an hour or whatever. Mm. I mean, you can, but it would suck. So we record like four episodes at a time.
Yeah, we do like a whole day's worth, and we just do cut it up.
And we're
to different episodes.
Like 2 weeks behind right now because
oh dear,
he had Tony had to work, and then the other Tony, who's our DM, his dad had his birthday party or something, so we had
Ninja
to, like,
Turtles birthday party.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
He's 35 or something.
No, he had a birthday party, and now his dad's birthday was this weekend.
Oh, I thought him and his dad had a joint Ninja Turtles birthday party.
No, so okay. We're recording Splinter this Sunday.
And who is Krang?
You know, with the amount of Tonys you're playing with, I'm pretty sure your podcast and D&Ding is just a mob front.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Tony.
Fucking guy. Fucking jabroni.
I wrote a fucking 20, you dunce. But they never say dunce, but if I was a mobster, I would.
If you were a mobster, you would know the Italian equivalent for dunce that sounded...
Yeah.
Like tough somehow or you, more insulting.
Mama Luke.
Yeah, there you go.
You fucking Goomba.
Yeah, exactly. Goomba.
You're scaring me a little bit, bro. Are you saying that Italian?
Our D&D podcast, Natural D20, is up to its, what, 600th, 700th episode now, I think?
Holy
yeah, we have really
shit.
Been
that's,
on that.
That's a crazy
Wait, you have a real one?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought you were being serious. I'm like, is there anything that has 600 episodes?
Hit him with your line for when you roll 20s.
Oh, rolling 20s, Dunny.
He goes, 20, Dunny.
20, Dunny.
Which you've only done...
I did a couple 20s.
Yeah, you have.
That was the last time we played. And it was like the first roll.
I've done zero, save for when I rolled with
and he bought a special die that ended up being not...
Well, I got 20s on that one, but that was because it was a Magic the Gathering dice, which has all of the large numbers on the top.
It's
so
a counter, not a die.
Oh, it's
what?
A counter.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
What? Whatever.
This is why you have so few episodes.
Yeah.
This is why we're called Party of Five.
We've almost died like 10
no,
times.
I did die.
You did die. Well, no, you were incapacitated.
I wasn't dead, but, you know.
Well, anyway,
who's your DM that's killing you guys off so quickly?
No, he loves to kill us.
He is trying so hard to kill us.
He wants us all dead. It's so cool.
He gets so sad because we never die. The last time it was very close, but our Dragonborn fighter guy, he's a, what is he called?
Token Green Smoke?
Well, Token Green Smoke, but he's... He's obviously a stoner. He's the warlord guy that does the buffs. It's a 4th edition character.
I don't know.
He
this is all new to
fucking
me.
Critted on the boss and hit him for 40 damage in one hit, the first hit on the boss. Which, 40 damage is a ton in D&D.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
You're talking about rolling a 6-sided dice at that point, and the max you can get is 6. And if you're rolling a crit and then fucking... He critted on one of his special moves, and... Basically fell the boss in one hit.
Yeah, it was cool.
And our DM was very upset.
Yeah.
What was the boss? Was like a middle manager boss? Or like, why did he die so easily?
He didn't.
He killed me.
Yeah. he was a bat who had magma for blood.
Both. Oh. And he was holding me like in his clutches the entire time.
Yeah, he grabbed the soothsayer and flew in the air.
That's my name. My guy's name is Soothsayer.
The Soothsayer.
Excuse me. You don't say the, then you're saying it wrong.
Now he's like Guano, right? Like the bat
yeah.
ate him.
Yeah. He got shitted out.
Yeah.
He's
a Guano ape. I went there.
He's the type of rogue that he's the type of rogue that walked into a room without stealthing or sneaking. He just walked in.
That was my first time playing the game.
You Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
I totally Leroy Jenkins. Like hardcore.
He fucking picked a lock and was like, word, and just walked in like,
like what's up?
Fucking like eight guys.
A funny one-liner like, what is this baddie place or anything like that when you went in?
No, because Soothsayer is kind of like a loner, lone wolf. He just takes everyone's gold and just bucks off.
I've seen enough movies to know the lone wolf is the one who makes the one-liners, though.
Yeah.
I should have. The first, I couldn't even think. I was like, okay, well, there's a million people around me.
There was
a
bat. That was what it was.
Too many bats.
Like, we're just going to wing it.
So,
anyways. This,
I got
this,
it.
Thank you.
So, why don't we, we'll go ahead and.
A lot of puns today.
Let's describe our podcast real quick, and then you guys describe yours, since we're cross-blending our episode here.
All right. Well, I would say we kind of just decided to do a podcast because we both wanted to do one for a while.
Yeah.
About, like, nerdy shit, like, stuff that relevant to us, really. And,
well, it's because of the group on Facebook, really. You had
Nerd Central, yeah. It was a bunch of good friends of ours that run that place. And I was like, you know what? Let's, like, do a weekly podcast about shit that happened.
And no one – well, a bunch of people answered, except I was the only one that actually showed up on the day that we did it, which was Christmas Day.
Who else was supposed to be there? Oh, yeah, it was Christmas, though. Who's going to show up on Christmas?
Well, Jenny Kane was like, I'm going to be there every week, remember? And then she never
came. I kind of felt that.
Yeah.
Anyways, What's up, Jenny? Anyways.
We have no structure. Unlike you guys have a structure, like it's very...
Yeah, you guys, I was listening to your podcast, a couple of them, and you guys have a lot of very structured stuff, and like...
You stick to topic, which is good.
Yeah, I feel bad, because like, if we weren't called nerd porn, we'd be called like nerds with ADD.
Yeah.
Like, we would not have any structure. It's cool.
Don't worry, it's just a 0.5.
Yeah.
No one's even going to listen to this piece of shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna make sure to advertise that. Don't listen to 0.5.
This is this like a behind-the-scenes episode.
Yeah.
Say what?
This is like a behind-the-scenes episode, like a little bonus track.
I was going to say, this broadcast is brought to you by nobody, because no one sponsors us.
Well, right now we're sponsored by Half and Half Arnold Palmer Light Iced Tea Lemonade.
Always sponsored by the Grand Coffee Project.
Yes. Ours is apparently sponsored by Strawberry Nesquik.
Nice. What's up, Yoni?
Yoni owns Nesquik now, by the way.
He does.
Yeah.
He's going to start having his own strawberry farms.
There you go.
He's going to have cows in the back of his own shop.
He's going to just smash strawberries into milk, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You're done.
You're donezo.
So that's it. We just talk about bullshit.
Can I get some sugar in this? No, get the hell out.
No,
get
That's how it's supposed to taste.
Right. Try it first.
Okay. It tastes like dog shit. That's how it's supposed to taste. Get out.
So you have a relatively unstructured but kind of conversational show. So nothing wrong with that. That's fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, we try and stick to topic, and sometimes it gets difficult, but I think we're pretty entertaining.
My topic
is what I think is the main point, is to be entertaining.
I normally talk about dicks. I'm not going to lie.
And I always get uncomfortable about it, because he always calls me out, but I get uncomfortable talking about dicks all day.
That was the quote on the other day. I forget his name. Oh, you're going to be sad. I feel like it's like Epilef. You know,
it's
that guy?
Philippe, but he spells it backwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was like...
He's listening to this right now while barbelling himself.
Yeah, he said he's listening...
He's like, listening. I was listening
on the gym. Yeah, and he heard someone say, fuck that shit, strong boner for life. Of course, that was me.
Yeah, who else would it be?
I know, I'm the only one. But that's it. We talk about dicks and video games and comics.
Comics. Try and get some science in there whenever we can.
And movies.
Yeah.
If you want a science know-it-all, you can borrow Eric at any point.
He's a teacher. Teach me.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
How to be smart.
I really hope my students are not listening to this.
You should be like, okay, welcome to class.
I would like to point out that I, as a teacher to my children, and again, this is use and not mention, or mention and not use, I got it backwards there, have said nothing about dicks.
Good.
Ever.
Right.
I don't think you're ever allowed to.
There has to be a balance.
I actually be the one who tends to mind my language under the just rare freak out that it's possible that someone will find the podcast and I'll be like, look, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Don't blame me for the other guys.
No, that's the other guy.
What about penis? What if you were like doing a biology unit and like an animal went by and you were watching a movie or a video, some educational thing, and like somebody asked, like, what is that dangling between that male creature's legs, teacher?
Oh, it's a tail.
It's a peener.
Look.
It's a tail that has sex.
The word penis is actually fine. It's in our textbooks, actually.
It should
completely
be.
Is. There's a whole section on body systems, and reproductive system is definitely one of the chapters in the book. And again, when I'm talking about me podcasting, me saying, hey, look, the elephant's male anatomical part is the penis is fine. What? Me saying the elephant jammed its penis down Justin Bieber's throat is not okay.
What if it's just not okay. Trunk?
Well, again, mention and not use. Mention and not use.
Jammed is a little...
Jammed is a scientific
gingerly
term.
Gingerly inserted.
Jammed is really
okay?
A scientific
yes.
term?
Yes. It's in our force and motion chapter.
What about jelly?
When I was in elementary school, my science teacher's twin sons were in our class, and she was doing sex ed, and kid raised his hand and said,
Mom?
He didn't even call her, you know, whatever her name was. He said, Mom, why do I get boners? this had to be third grade.
You're making this shit up.
Was this legit or were they just torturing their mother?
I think they were just torturing her
Which
mom,
is awesome.
But it was awesome.
Because we completely tortured our sex.
Did she respond?
I don't remember. I think she just like
were you
made him
too hard before you...
Yeah, I was laughing really hard, but I think she just made him leave the room. Like she knew he was fucking with her. But
you said it was twins.
Yeah, it was only one. He was
so
a bad one.
They made one leave the room.
Yeah, because one of them was good.
The other one got to learn about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they shared the knowledge afterwards. They just bumped foreheads.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Touch each other's fingers.
They only they would always get them at the same time, so they had to figure it out. That's important because, you know.
Is that a thing? Do twins share, like, erections?
Yes.
They joust. Oh, my God. Actually, they joust.
Really cool.
They joust. They have to run at each other and
polish my spear.
They play lightsaber duel.
Oh, God.
Across the streams. You know, all those games.
So, guys.
But real quick, just because I mentioned, and I have to, because stories stick in my head and I don't. The way we tortured our sex ed teacher was, when I got to middle school, basically AIDS and HIV were like the hot topic, and every question and everything was about that, and safe sex and so on. And so there was a box that you could drop a question into if you were like too ashamed to ask. And basically everyone just came up with the most insane questions to put them in there, because the teacher would absolutely share them unless like they were just filthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's, I mean, it was supposed to be like there's no wrong question. So the question I remember putting in there specifically was, because we were told you can't, you know, you can't get it from physical contact and you can't catch it from a mosquito.
Yeah.
So mine was, what if you swat a mosquito, cut your tongue, and lick the mosquito?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, then you're trying.
You're trying to get AIDS.
Then you win, obviously, because if you
that
get
can it, happen by accident. It can happen by accident.
You know, I was reading up on the Ebola, you know, that Ebola outbreak.
Yeah, Sarah was freaking out.
The
about
worst
it.
Way you can get, the quickest way to get Ebola is if you eat dead rat, or not dead bats.
Oh,
like
cool.
Fruit bats.
Yeah,
if
I do
you
that
see
all
a fruit
time.
Bat on the ground, don't eat it, because you'll get Ebola.
Or, no chance I was going to do that.
They're so delicious.
People thought it was a good idea in Africa to eat dead fruit bats, because that's how
they don't call them fruit bats for no reason. They taste like apples.
I immediately think it's like a gummy bear type of thing.
Right? So next time you run into a cave full of bats without
your
cloak
on,
and
they're dead and they're corpsing up.
While it may be a struggle, remember not to eat them.
Yeah, don't eat them.
Yeah, don't eat the bats.
There. Do not eat bats.
Okay. I'm going to throw dead fruit bats. Everyone get everybody Ebola.
This episode brought to you by Haribo Fruit Bats.
Dude, Haribo gummy bears are the shit, though, right?
Yes.
Put them in the freezer and your life will be good.
You know, I've been a vegetarian for 20, almost 1 years now, and I have not had a gummy anything aside from Swedish fish
how
in that time.
You.
I love Swedish
how dare
fish.
You?
Swedish
I was just talking about how I don't drink, and I haven't in a long, long time. But I was thinking,
I have many bad habits.
I told Sarah if I was ever single again, I'd be drinking, because I need to get laid, you know what I'm saying?
So tell us more how your episodes don't have structure.
Anyways, so now you guys get to describe your wonderful show.
The opposite of this.
It's interesting that you said you listened and you found that our show had some structure. Because if you listen to our earlier episodes, which I don't recommend, they were significantly less structured. We always had a topic in mind and tried to kind of hover near it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, and be honest, are we too structured? Are we like stick up our ass structured? Or was it still entertaining?
No, I was entertained. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't really know you guys until today. I mean, I know Eric for a little bit, but like, I was totally like, I wasn't like bored at all.
Yeah,
it
seemed like you guys stick to your topic, but
I was
kind of
jealous
converse.
To be honest with you, because I'm like, man, these guys are not they're not weaning at all.
Yeah,
they're actually talking what we're talking about. We're not going, oh, well, here's a butterfly. Let's talk about that.
Well, Tony, you're pretty good about it.
Yeah,
I try to keep it, but I let it go.
You're always like,
I give up sometimes,
guys. And then you just like you oftentimes will drop a topic if we go too far. You're like, cool, and then you just go to the next thing always.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how we do it.
So no, you guys. I don't know anything about that topic, so fuck that one.
Yeah.
Next one.
Well, last
we'll
time
we'll leave that for my students, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Beep beep. Beep.
Oh yeah. So speaking, what grade do you teach?
Kindergarten through fifth.
Not going to read.
For the record, their language is way worse than mine.
Yeah. They probably have way podcasts worse. That last longer than ours.
Here's the thing.
Cast.
I had an idea. Tell me what you think. You're good with children, hopefully.
That's a weird
thing. Yeah, I don't even know how to take that.
This might be weird.
No. Nothing's. There's no sexual. I'm not going to talk about boners here at all.
It just got weirder. All right.
I just really hope
they're not listening.
I just meant you're good with kids because you're a teacher and you've not been fired, so you're probably pretty good.
Okay, agreed.
Not,
we're so far
you're
we're
not
good.
Hitting anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Would you allow your child to ride a dog and joust another child?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
That's PE. I mean, we don't even do PE in school anymore for the most part. They need it.
How big is this child and how big is this dog?
Well, I'm talking, depends on the dog. You're not going to hurt the animals, obviously, but I wanted to make Nerf joust equipment for children, including swords. That'd
be great for LARPing.
It would be pretty awesome.
If they fall off, they have to fight each other with swords.
To show you the retarded directions my brain goes in, and as a teacher, I'm using the word
that's
retarded.
That's differently abled directions.
Right, right.
Disabled.
Yes.
When he said what size dog, my immediate vision was like one kid on like a Great Dane and then like another kid with a Chihuahua strapped to each foot.
Yeah. Running. Just doing a split because they're going other directions.
These are war horses. You have to use mastiffs.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wait, could you have like a, like a chariot with like 10 Chihuahuas pulling it?
That's where my mind went. It was right to like a team of little dogs pulling a chariot.
Yeah, like mush.
Yeah. Little tiny trolls, like 40 of them, though, because, you know, they're weak and they suck and they shiver a lot.
Little micro dinner on.
Do.
Oh my God.
Micro Diderot? Yeah. I like that. That is brilliant.
Ooh, you went far on that one. I
way
like
off
it.
Base, yeah.
You went deep. Anyways, so let's talk.
We should talk about what we've been playing and doing this week.
Okay.
Let's go clockwork. Okay. Well, anyways, I'll go first. Screw it, because I brought it up. I haven't really been doing much this week other than I got commissioned from my buddy Kyle to make another Hyper NES.
Yeah, I see the parts.
If you don't know what that is, I built basically like this emulator box out of a Nintendo, like original NES. And it plays like all these games from the emulator. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Max played Pokemon Diamond.
Fake-emon.
Yeah, Fake-emon Diamond on it for an hour.
Yeah,
Those are the best games ever.
The fake Pokemons?
Oh, yeah,
they're hilarious. And I'll tell you why they're the best games ever. Because you can convince a little kid they're playing a Pokemon game and then watch them suffer and struggle and wonder why they can't jump on platforms that aren't there. Why they're falling through the ground.
Yeah, he thought he was playing. He didn't even care that it was the worst thing that ever existed ever.
Think about like the worst Flash game you've ever played and then double that. And that was it. It was pretty bad.
Double Flash, that sounds
cut the budget on it in half.
Before, like, pre-Newgrounds Flash games.
So it emulates the NES, you said, or?
Oh, NES, basically any system up until PSP.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
What kind of physical housing is this in? Or
it's in the NES housing.
It's in an NES.
I got, like, a motherboard that can actually fit inside it, and a power supply that's basically passive, so you don't have to have, like, a fan in there, but this one is going to be more powerful than my last one. It's going to need a fan.
Oh, that's awesome!
I did something similar with the retro or with the Raspberry Pi, the Retro Pi project.
Yeah, I mean it's very similar to that, but this is going to have a little bit more like muscle to it. So be able to play, so he wanted it that way because he wanted to be able to play Dreamcast games.
Oh, so you have like a kick-ass little PC basically in the NES.
It's an APU. Okay. It has a pretty good GPU in there, so it should work. The one I made before could play like Nintendo 64 games at 1080p, like, no problem.
Oh, wow.
But anything after that, like, it would struggle. So, this should be all right.
Cool.
So, yeah, he actually wants to make two, because, Kyle, if you're hearing this, you know you're fucking stupid rich. He has a house in, like, he has a house here. He has a house in Sweden. He wants one for the house in Sweden. I'm like, all right. Wait. That's cool. He's, like, a millionaire.
What does he do?
He's awesome all day.
He bees rich.
No, he has, like, a studio. Sure. He records, like, metal bands, like actual like Swedish death metal bands.
Well, based on the way their government financial systems work, I'm pretty sure he's rich because he's Swedish. Like, yeah, that's pretty much all it takes.
He was actually telling me about Plex. You guys ever use Plex?
No,
it's the, like that streaming
media
server. Media server. He was like, yeah, man, I want to be able to have Plex, and like apparently I didn't really know much about it. I went over his house the other day to get all the stuff for it. He was like, yeah, man, like I have a million movies, and like you can like log into my shit or you can like be friends with it like Facebook. And you can, like, go into his shit and, like, download his stuff and watch it. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's cool. He was like, yeah, but the problem is, like, I have the sickest connection here. It's, like, that you can get.
Yeah.
But in Sweden, he has, like, fucking fiber optic network. He's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to bring my fucking NAS and, like, bring it over there and connect it there. Because it's, like, 100 up, 100 down over there.
You know what?
I was like, all right, Kyle, go ahead and do that.
Because I'm poor.
You know what, though? If you're poor, I'm going to make a suggestion, because I've had absolutely no need to use any kind of media server anymore because of Popcorn Time.
I don't even know what that is.
Popcorn Time is the greatest thing that's ever happened. It's essentially a torrent client that looks like a media server front, and you just click on the movie, it loads it into a temp file, you watch it, and then it deletes it.
What?
Interesting. I never heard of that.
And it tells you who's sharing it, what subtitles are available. It's so
awesome.
Beautifully laid out.
What I did like about Plex, though, is that you don't have to do shit. Like, you just show you where your files are, and it will download all the info you need, all the, like the background, the pictures. As long as the file is actually called what it is, like say like it's a Thor or the new Guardians of the Galaxy, it will have like a fucking movie poster of it, like the whole like setting. I'll tell you what resolution it is. It's pretty cool, and like I was like accustomed to just doing that shit myself.
I don't do it at all.
I mean, I mean, when I had, like, the PS3 was awesome. I have the PS4 now, but it doesn't support DLNA.
Yeah.
But you can go on to, like, use its, like, web browser and connect to it that way, and it works perfectly.
I saw they have Redbox streaming on there.
Yeah, I don't fucking use Redbox.
I've never used Redbox in my life.
Although I do use Crackle, because it has episodes of Seinfeld on there, and I've been fucking
crazy. Oh, yeah, you said it's every episode, isn't it?
Well, it changes every week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does.
Weird. And then,
and I like his other show, The Comedians in Cars Drinking
so
Coffee.
Good.
Very good.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
At what point does Seinfeld cease to be?
Never. Never. No. He's always funny.
Although it was funny because we saw this episode, and Jackie can vouch for me, we saw this episode where Elaine goes on her cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the last episode, like, the last episode.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, that's a fucking faux pas to fucking call someone on their cell phone about their parents dying. Like, you don't, you go home and use your house phone to use it.
What?
Who even, they're like, what century are we in?
Yeah.
You
know? Who even?
They're like,
what's a house phone?
Yeah.
and right, he immediately goes home and checks his, like, his voicemail on his phone.
With a tape.
Answering machine. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's pretty much, video game wise, oh yeah, I did get The Last of Us remastered.
Oh yeah, I saw you posting pictures.
And you really have to see it in person. It looks way better than the original, like the PS3 version. It runs so much better. It's kind of like
goddamn subway part still as shitty and annoying as it was the
first
time.
I'm on it right now.
Oh my
and
god.
And it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
How to die.
It's yeah.
really hard. I mean, I'm playing it on grounded mode, which is a mode that wasn't in the PS3 version, which is like you don't find anything.
Ugh.
It's hard.
I just threw bricks
real
ran. I just threw bricks
yeah,
and
all you really have to just run. And you find bullets, you're like, thank God, but fuck bullets. Like, because
yeah.
if I miss, I'm done. I made too much noise. Anyways, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So let's go this way.
We're going this way?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember, honestly, anything prior to today because I've been crying about Studio Ghibli.
Oh,
I know.
Geez.
It's the biggest bummer ever.
It does suck.
Yeah, so for those who don't know who are listening, because this is, you know, first day, Studio Ghibli is essentially shutting down, although I did have someone go, they're just restructuring and basically try to calm me down.
Yeah.
But restructuring means that the animation studio is shutting down and they're just using the title for licensing.
They actually said that they're contemplating their future, which is not a good sign.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
And again, they're just going to keep the name and they're going to license, obviously, because they have characters to license.
They make Japan Animation or some crap.
They do something like that. Are we honestly feeling in the... If they're listening to this and they have no idea who Studio Ghibli is, I mean, I don't really feel like they deserve to be filled
Get
in.
Off the
I
land.
Just love that you use Japanimation. Yeah. I was talking about how I said that when I was a kid.
That was our last episode, actually, we talked about it.
I think everybody did back then. That was
because
what
it was part
called.
Of fucking Adult Swim, whatever it's called.
Well, even before that, Adult Swim didn't exist when I was calling it Japanimation. This was just watching, like, Dragon Ball Original and Sailor Moon on
bootleg VHS.
Yeah.
By the way, I had a really heated conversation. Well, not me. Me two coworkers today had two really heated conversations about Dragon Ball Z today.
Oh, about how original Dragon Ball's better? Yeah, because
They were talking about how, like, apparently there's a new video game coming out.
There's a new movie coming out too,
and like it has two new characters, one from like the MMO from Japan that doesn't exist here, which is, looks like Future Trunks, but like it's like Time Cop Trunks. It's weird.
It's what I swim in.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's gonna be another live action Dragon Ball Z.
I fucking hope not.
It was spectacular.
Oh my god,
it's so bad.
I took my girlfriend's brother to go see that just because we used to go to the movies all the time because he hates everyone except we're friends. Like he does not like people.
He was on the podcast, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on episode
was like
three
six,
or four. Yeah, something like
we
that.
We danced out.
And we went and saw that, and it was fun. It was terrible. It was as bad as you think.
It's nightmarishly bad.
Saw it in a movie theater, of all places.
We also saw Haunting in Connecticut, which was terrible.
We should do a screening of the Dragon Ball movie and the Dead or Alive movie together
back. We should do a Let's Play of like terrible movies, like science theater style.
But it should be more like a game show to see who can just last the longest.
You say, like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it would last like 5 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes tops.
I've only walked out of one movie in my life, and it was The Replacement Killers. John Woo.
I've actually only walked out of one as well.
What? I love John Woo, though.
And I kind of just slowly watched it and cried as I slowly made my way to the door. And that was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That movie's atrocious.
Yeah, if you've read the book, just
who directed that?
Don't watch it.
I can't remember.
I put him on the spot.
I think they were hung.
John Woo, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Woo, Hitchhiker's
Guide.
No, but that movie, Replacement Killers, by the way, I had to walk out when homeboy walks into an alley. Well, Mira Sorvino's in it. Somehow she's good. It's almost like The Professional, but instead of Natalie Portman being like 12, it's Mira Sorvino, who's like 40 at the time. The guy, I forget his name, he's a famous actor, walks into an alley, and there's dudes on every like balcony shooting at him, and he spins in a circle, doesn't look up or like just doesn't look at him, just looks straight and shoots everybody with one bullet, like one shots everybody.
Wait, did you not know who John Woo was in the John Woo movie?
Were
there doves anywhere?
I don't know why, but that movie killed me. Like,
are you dead?
At the time, I had watched a ton of John Woo, and I was like, yeah! And then I saw it, and I was like, boo, I can't do it. And I left. And I've sat through some shit. I sat through House of 1,000 Corpses, and I fucking hated it every second of it.
I like that movie. I do.
I hate Rob Zombie
as a
director.
I also sat through that movie.
I almost got in a fight in that movie because there were four people in front of me, and that was the entire theater. It was me and like two people, and then
you almost
four
got to
people.
A fight in front of X-Men. We watched X-Men a couple months ago. And this this kid was behind us was talking. And he was like, he was giving that
I don't play.
Slow inhale.
Yeah, I don't play. And then I stared in his eyes. You gotta look at people.
See, my favorite movie experience of that was Jet Li's Kiss of the Dragon, which was also nightmarishly
bad.
Oh, terrible. But what made it glorious was me and two friends went, or three friends, and behind us was a row of about three other guys, and that was pretty much the whole theater. They were sitting right along the back by the window. And I'm going to say, just for the context, and no, because it'll make more sense, that they were black.
Of course.
Here's where it gets, of course. I'm just going to say, because it needs to be said, and you'll understand why in a minute. The movie was terrible. These three guys were amazing.
Yeah.
They made the movie. They were the best part of the whole experience. The commentary never stopped, but it was the most glorious commentary I've ever heard. Like, these guys should do their own Mystery Science Theater. There was, like, this one wire trick kick he does, and the guy just jumps out of a seat, runs down the center of the aisle, and just goes, "I got to learn Kung Fu!" Like, losing his mind. And then there's another scene towards the end where he, like, kills the guy, like, by jumping over him and breaking his neck or whatever. I don't know what happened. And his buddy jumps on the seat that he's sitting on. He's against the back wall, puts his hands on the glass where the camera is, and is yelling, "Rewind! Rewind!" And you can just see two hands on the screen.
I love it.
I like that I'm acting this out
for everyone. Yeah. He had his hands up.
Yeah. His hands were up, and he looked like he really wanted to.
He put his hands up, they're playing his song, and the butterflies flew away.
Yeah. So what else have you been up to?
That's, I guess, pretty much it. I mean, I don't even remember what I've done with the rest of my
week. Just cried.
We went to Target together.
We did. We went to Target. I bought baseball tees. I'm wearing one right now.
I love baseball tees.
We went to Jamba Juice, and we had Target.
You guys had a wonderful day.
We went shopping, and we had smoothies.
Yeah.
And then we skipped through flowers.
We actually bought matching shirts.
Hey, let me tell you guys something.
Flew away.
Never go to Target with a woman ever. Ever.
Okay, thumbs up.
Ever. Because they like to look at everything.
No, Jackie's been trying to get me to go, and I'm always
I'll tell you why I appreciated dating Tony that day. Because that mall is my biggest nightmare of a mall. And
which
I love
one? Coral Ridge?
Yeah, it's Coral Ridge. Ridge. And here's why, for people who are listening, who have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, so
it consists of a Target, which I like. There's a GameStop and an Old Navy, both of which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But then it has every one of like those leftover boxes kind of stores, like your Marshalls,
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, your
Ross.
Ross, all of them. All of them are there, and I hate those stores with a passion. Like, I'm horrified at them. I refuse to go in them. When people are like, "We're going here," I'm like, "I'll just sit by the fountain. I'm not coming in."
I have a friend who loves deals, and he goes to Ross all the time. And he's like, "You just got to go, man." And then you go, and everything is out of place. None of the sizes are right. It's all stuff that's stitched wrong, has some kind of problem.
Something seems off of me.
And you get to those things. I would rather shop where they had five total shirts and just in different sizes all on one rack, and I'd be like, "There's mine," and I'm done shopping for the day.
Yes. That's my thing. If I can't go to Target with my girlfriend because she wants to look at everything. She'll be looking at votive Jesus candles, and there's no reason. There's no logic.
My girlfriend likes to go make a beeline to the dollar area.
Yes, she does too.
Just
gotta look. Just look. There's things
that we might need.
Yeah,
it's we can get cookie cutters we won't use.
Yeah.
And out of date potato chips.
Exactly.
She always says.
We'll get it for Lulu. We'll get something for Lulu. I'm like, all these are made of plastic that will kill our dog for sure.
We're such asshole boyfriends.
I'm awesome.
You're really not. There's just nothing to look at in Target. You go there with a mission in mind. You're not there to look at shit.
I wish.
Yeah, you go buy a jacket. You're cold. You get a jacket, and then you're done. You're not cold, and the day is over.
But girls don't shop like that. They're like, but what if I'm cold 6 months from now, but then I'm also going to be warm like 2 months after that, so I need like warm clothes too. I got to get everything. You never know. And then you're looking at stuff, and you're
totally had this conversation.
Like, bitch, I just came here for a fucking shirt. So all I want is a goddamn shirt. I already picked three
of
them.
Sweet American Apparel shirt you got going on, bro.
This is actually from Old Navy, and it was $5.
So it's not $29?
No.
Marked down from 50.
Though American Apparel makes the best Raglan t-shirts.
They also have the best ads if you like looking at girls from behind on bicycles.
Well, the owner of that company got in huge trouble because he fucks all those girls.
Yeah. I think it's required to take photographs.
He feeds them drugs and then makes love to them.
What am I doing here? Shut up.
Get he got raise. In trouble because he has sex with them or because he rapes Both. Them? Because you made that sound a lot more like rape than...
Yeah, I well, think it's rapey.
Which
I think
it was more trouble. I mean,
you can't rape the, bad. You can't rape the willing.
No, I think it's really rapey. I think there was some...
It's rapey, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, even rapey is a little too far down the road, I think.
Why are we... And everything we do, and see, we're in some we're recording in someone else's house, and yet we always walk a weird, really creepy line of oddly sexist, uncomfortable.
I don't know how to use a microphone kind of topics.
Listen, when you can talk into a microphone, you can then define lines of what's inappropriate and appropriate. Okay?
I know. I have a hard time. I don't know how to stare at Brian and talk to Tom at the same time.
No, I found that weird.
Yeah, it is.
Stare right at you.
Well, you guys are used to recording remotely, too, so it must be strange to be in one room.
It is weird, yeah. And I'm like totally like reacting like a human being, and the mic's not picking that up.
No, yeah, I've been watching your face. It's pretty funny.
So what have you been up to, Tom?
Oh, wow. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Oh, geez, plenty. I just flew in from Seattle.
And boy, you're...
No, no. I was literally going to cut it off before it started, and I didn't get there.
And jet-lagged as I was, exhausted as I was, I wanted to take advantage of the Last of Us trade-in deal that GameStop was doing.
Oh, is it still going on?
Ended yesterday. So I got like home from the airport at like 7 and then made it to GameStop in time. And my jet lag, like, just miserable attitude worked out in my favor because the guy wanted me to fill out the pawn shop form.
Ugh.
And I was just like a giant baby. Like, I don't want to fill out the pawn shop form. I'm tired. I flew. And the guy's just like, I've seen you before. It's all right, man. This isn't like this
which,
isn't like
which
stolen.
One was this?
Right over at
17th?
No, the mall we were just talking about.
Coral Ridge.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
My favorite one.
Cool.
And so I made that happen.
The people that work there are really nice.
They are. They are, in fact, really nice.
I've only been a couple times because I don't go there often, but they're very nice. And there is there still a TCBY in that mall? Because they have cotton candy ice cream.
It's a TCBY / pretzel place / Subway.
Right outside of Target, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they put a Subway in there now?
I did see a TCBY in Miami when I played there the other day. I was like, I can't believe this place still exists.
If you guys... See one, get cotton candy ice cream there, and you'll thank me.
I won't buy anything there because no matter what I order, whether it's a delicious pretzel or delicious TCBY, I have to smell awful Subway bread while I eat it now.
Subway just smells like onions or whatever.
No, it's like a vinegar fart. I don't know what else to call it.
It smells like when you touch something metal and then you smell your fingers. That's what it smells like at Subway.
Like you just did all of your change in the machine at the bank.
Yes.
Speaking of
and
which,
your hands just smell like pennies.
I did see Sharknado 2. Yesterday.
Electric Boogaloo. And?
It was pretty amazing. And speaking of Subway, the whole thing is...
Yeah, Jared from Subway.
Not even just Jared. Like,
Tom, did you see Sharknado 2?
How did Pocket Change remind you of that?
Subway reminded me of that.
So I was trying to get back to Tom. I was like, I don't know how that happened.
So I don't know. It's just bad. Anyways, keep going.
Now that I know that Jared's in it, I will definitely see
Sharknado
2. He doesn't look skinny anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, the sub's
he's
caught up with him?
It.
They just had to make him look like Sharkbait.
That's why he hasn't been on the commercials for a minute. Yeah, he had to get some nuggets for the sharks.
They had to chum him up a bit.
Yeah.
Oof.
I guess they could do a more bluesy version of that. He's really fat. He ate too much. You know,
that Hardee's should pick him up as their spokesman now.
Yeah, exactly. Arby's all day.
It's Krispy Kreme.
One more side shoot. Isn't Kim Kardashian like tweeting about Hardee's or Carl's Jr. all the time? Like, because she's sponsored by them.
How do you know that?
I don't watch Star Trek.
Honestly, how do you know that?
That was good.
I feel dirty now.
That was great. Actually.
Yeah, that was really really good.
On point.
Comedy Gold.
I've only had occasion to eat at a Carl's Jr. once when I was out in California, like a couple of years ago, and I got some kind of guacamole bacon burger. This is back when I ate things like bacon and whatever that stuff is they make their patties out of. And it was pretty good, I'm just going to say. So
I've never even seen one.
What, Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, Florida, we don't have them.
No, we have Hardee's. There's a few of them.
Yeah.
But
really?
The same company.
Where the fuck is there Hardee's? It's like
there's
Checkers
one on...
and what's that one?
Red Robin?
No, Checkers and it's called something
else. Oh,
Rallies.
Ain't no Hardee's down here, man.
No, I think there's one off of Atlantic and 441.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm fucking going.
Time to get fat.
I used to live in Coral Springs. I used to drive by it all the time. Whether it's still there or not, I'm
it's
really
probably
not.
I was just there recently, but I wasn't looking for Hardee's.
Well, I know what I'm looking
for. I was
just
looking for love.
When I'm done looking for love
next
time.
What was the deal? The Last of Us deal?
You got basically you got the new game for half price.
Oh, you just trade in the old version?
Yeah, and it worked out well for me because I never played the old version, even though I owned it.
Oh,
so,
really?
I'll get to experience it for
get
the first
ready.
Time.
Yeah. I was
get ready for
because,
the Subway.
Like, that deal started like right after I sold mine.
Oh, man.
So I was like, fuck.
Sorry.
They wouldn't honor it.
I get my PS4 next month. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Nice.
I played Destiny once and went home and pre-ordered.
Couple nights.
And I was like, I'm not sold that there's any games I want to play on these systems.
Dude, you hear about the raids for Destiny?
Yeah. That's what you tagged me. Our lives are over.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next generation.
Yeah. Current gen now.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the current, formerly next
Star
generation.
Star Trek, the current
welcome
generation.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
I haven't bought in yet. I have not bought in. I have a Wii U. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda totally counts.
It's like mid-gen.
I'll keep in mind, though, I still didn't buy in. That was a birthday present. So.
Yo, Mario Kart 8 is still definitive.
Let me say,
Mario Kart 8 is still the best game of this current generation.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I was very disappointed with Mario Kart 8.
What?
You played it?
How is that even possible?
Battle mode can eat a turd out of my butt.
But apparently they're gonna fix that.
I'm going to say the next really important point is, who the hell plays Battle Mode?
That's my favorite mode.
I used to play
Battle
Mode all the time in Mario Kart.
Never played Battle
Mode. The original
Mode.
Mario Kart, I used to wreck shop.
Yeah, dude. Because I always played Mario Kart local multiplayer, like with my buddies.
Right.
So that's the kind of game that you want to play with
I mean, you had no other choice when it first came
out. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, even on the...
Even 64?
You know, yeah. Well, I mean, none of them had, I guess...
Not until up to the Wii.
Yeah, to the Wii.
You could do this thing that's in the game that's kind of cool. It's racing.
Well, here's the other thing. I was very upset also that if you don't have the one Wii U controller, you got to use a shitty dongle machine and turn it, and the turning is horrible.
You can use the Wii Controller Pro works.
Oh, awesome.
So you need one giant screeny controller.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell to call that.
The Wii U remote,
and then the Pro controllers for everyone else, and you're good.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. The turning while wiggling a stick in the air is horrible.
Well, the problem that Tony and I discovered on our shopping date is that apparently they're like kind of closing out the Wii U.
Yeah, they're phasing out the Wii U.
They're phasing it out. We couldn't find one.
Yeah, they don't sell them.
I'm trying to find one right now.
You've got to check on Amazon.
Yes. Amazon.
Yeah.
They're in such short supply because the Wii U is so awesome.
They said the closest one that had one was in Miami or something, right?
Yeah, it's selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, I mean, they can't keep them on the shelves.
The idea is they want to phase in the GameCube controller adapter when Smash Brothers comes out.
I feel like that's a better option anyways.
Yeah, because I have tons of those already.
But who has GameCube controllers anymore? I mean, I have one.
I do.
But I'm saying people who are buying current gen shit now
I don't care about those people.
I'm telling you, you can't buy GameCube controllers the way you can buy. It's easier for you to buy those Wii U controllers than buy GameCube controllers.
We're talking about the Waggle controller, right?
Yeah.
Two words. Swap shop.
Yeah, but
Swap shop. I see them all day long.
You'll see Keith there buying those controllers before you, and some of you for double price.
He needs to come back on.
He just got a Neo Geo. Remember, he talked about how he couldn't find one? He finally found a Neo Geo.
Like an AES, like cartridge system?
Yeah. Very admittedly, nice. I made a point about 5 years back of every time I was, or maybe a little longer than that, every time I was at
the swap shop freeing some of the parrots.
Yes.
Yes.
That, and protesting elephant torture. And
they were happy. That was their home.
You win, by the way.
You won.
That's
that.
Over.
Sure.
Which is good.
But also, buying every second-gen Sega Saturn controller I could find.
Very nice.
To the point where I have a box with,
I have some right over
with
here.
Like seven of them.
I have two of them over
it's
here.
It's a nice six-button, right?
And not the Batarang one. I hate the Batarang one.
Are you talking about the one that originally came out for the U.S.? Or
the second one.
The
sleeker.
The Japanese one.
Right.
Not yes.
Box,
I have two of those,
yeah. Batarang thing.
I got those at a pawn shop, actually. A perfect Saturn. That was like, runs great.
Yeah, that was playing, the Saturn controller adapter for the Sega Dreamcast. Makes it perfect.
I'm still looking for the original analog Saturn controller that came with Knights.
Oh, yes. Man.
The round one?
Yeah.
That was badass.
I have one.
It's so disgusting looking, but like it works.
Well, you don't like playing your games with a Frisbee?
It looks like you're driving your game.
I liked rubbing in N64 fanboys' faces that Saturn was locking down the analog control.
Yeah.
But it was only one, though. I mean, you're right. N64 only had one. But, like, still, it just looked weird.
It was weird. But it was still Sega, man.
Yeah. I mean, it was still Sega. You can't say no.
The crazy part is it worked the same way that the PSP ones or the Vita ones work now.
Was there
slide around on the
Were
surface.
There any other games that supported it, though, other than Knights?
Just Knights, I think.
Knights was the...
Actually,
no,
I think Sonic R.
Yes.
Sonic R supported
did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That game sucks without it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to...
I think it sucks
still have my Saturn,
in general, but... I don't know.
Let's finish our intro.
Oh, yeah. Let me just wrap up by saying, for those of you not in the South Florida area, the Swap Shop is a gigantic flea market, I guess, that goes on and on.
I think it's the world's largest
It is.
Indoor, outdoor.
It's a dirt mall.
It is.
with a regular indoor place that's also really dirty.
Let's be honest, bro. It's a cesspool.
Yeah.
Actually, but its claim to fame, and this is awesome, is, and I don't know how they figured the numbers out on this one, it is the second largest tourist attraction in the world before daylight.
Holy crap.
What do you mean before daylight?
Because people
like once
show
the sun
up.
Comes up, you know, yeah. You got Disney and all those. I still don't know what's first before daylight.
It's the flea market outside. You can go, I think, like 5 a.m. they open yeah. up. So yes. People go there and that they buy groceries
there
and they
is
buy
another
other
claim
people's
to fame for that, though.
Underwear and stuff.
Steve-O yeah. came from the swap shop.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, was he in a circus?
He was yeah. Steve-O the clown.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to have a circus featuring elephants and then stupid animal activists came in and got rid of it. So
yeah,
now
guys,
the elephants
those
are gone.
Those bastards had fun.
They had to put the elephants down in front of like a bunch of children.
Are you
slit their throats on the last day.
Oh, well, sorry, kids. Apparently, this is more humane. Bam.
When I was there, punching protesters in the face.
Yikes. Anyways.
There's no end to that story. I was there. I punched all of them.
I saw it all. Let's move on.
Let me conclude by saying Guardians of the Galaxy, I watched that. I assume we're going to talk
about
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if anybody is in that swap shop and can score me that Nintendo sign that was hanging over the place that sold NES cartridges back in like the
80s, yeah.
I will totally pay you for that.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Did you see it at the drive-thru?
What? The
Guardians?
All right, I'm going to prop out the fact that you called it the drive-thru.
I forgot about the drive-in theater that is also at the swap shop.
Yeah,
with the bargain.
Drive-through.
With that, let me toss it over to Brian, who I'm sure will impress with his story of our scouring the Blockbuster aisle for Japanimation back in the day.
I called it Japanimation because when you would go into Suncoast Music, they would have the Japanimation section right next to the porn. It was the special interest.
Wait, where would you put like Urutsuka Doji? Like, was that just right in the middle?
Well, you could put Star Blazer somewhere else. I mean,
that's true. Okay,
but it was titled Japanimation. That was at least acceptable at some point. Racist as it may be.
Yeah, we had just assumed they all come from Japan. Duh.
Wait, so that's actually racist?
Well, it's just ignorant.
It's just Japanese animation just compounded into a shitty word.
Who cares? But I mean, it's not all from Japan.
By that standard, you'd have to call just about everything on Nickelodeon now Kuranimation.
Exactly.
Then I will.
how dare you? I will. I call it that all the time. What else? What have you been doing?
Slow week for me. My Orlando trip cut my week in about half. So I was at Disney and I missed Cloak and Blaster. They were closed. I guess they're still in beta.
What is that?
Cloak and Blaster is the gaming indie beer pub.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they're not open yet?
They're open some. They're open like busy nights for a few hours. I put it off on Saturday because I don't know, Saturday is going to be really busy, and then they were closed Sunday, Monday, so.
They suck.
They don't serve your kind.
Wait, we don't serve your kind.
It's
around
a
here.
Gaming pub that doesn't serve nerds.
Yes.
Just Brian's kind.
Oh, okay.
Just the antisocial nerds who don't want to be around the crowds.
Oh, right.
As long as you're crowded, you're cool.
Just the kind of.
So they don't have like. The gaming version of Spank Banks, like or
you know,
the Spank Booths, like at the porn stores when you have the little
I didn't go in the back.
Room you
I
can go in.
Don't know.
So they should have that for the antisocial crowd where you can just close a curtain. You got your own little booth.
Video games.
By the way, the necessity of maintaining eye contact during that discussion, I am scarred for life.
I am just staring you right now too, which is great.
We need to get something like that down here. I still want to open one, but I can't.
What, a porn shop?
No, not a porn shop.
Oh, but.
Like a barcade, like a place where you can go
you
drink
what?
Beers.
You know what's funny? I was just talking to a friend of mine about how you really want to start opening a barcade. I was like, yeah, man, we have a bunch of people who are legit able to like really make this happen. It's just that
we don't have that money.
Where? It's all about location.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you really have to like push it. You know what I mean?
Sponsored by the Grind Coffee Project.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Yoni can somehow figure something out.
Well, he would be able to figure out the logistics of it. It's just the money is the issue.
And what do you get a loan for that, though?
What do you estimate the cost to be for starting up an enterprise?
I don't know. I was looking into arcades, and they're fucking expensive, like, in general. And, I mean, you could probably...
Keith just got, like, 7 arcades for free. I mean, they're not working, but he could probably get them to work. You know
yeah.
I mean? And I was just like, oh, what the fuck?
But he's like a bargain shopper. And he doesn't even play
He goes on Craigslist daily. Yeah, he's just a collector is what he is.
I know a place, and I'm sure Brian does, where you could get some arcade machines that don't seem to be doing any good.
Oh, yeah. There used to be right across the street from where we are right now. Remember that arcade store.
Arcade still, game sales. He
it's
moved.
Not here anymore. It's in Oakland Park now. And you do arcade game night, I think, every Saturday starting in September.
Yes.
They do. The
I,
Twitch
shared
is,
that. I shared that on Facebook. That was
yeah. Aww. That's hosted by a friend of ours, yeah, Steve, who is now second in the world in Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers.
Not
and
super,
he's
just the regular.
Also the drummer for Further Seems Forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Correct.
And Shai Hulud.
And Shai Hulud and Strong Arm.
And Strong Arm.
Which is fucking awesome because I love Strong Arm. So, yeah. Kind of a big deal, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minor.
He's also,
big deal.
I think, I want to say, what is he? Fourth or third for Turbo Miss Pac-Man now?
He was like third for...
I think third now, right?
He was third for Donkey Kong as well, I think.
Donkey Kong? Thank you. Please pronounce it correctly.
Donkey Kong.
We'll have to hit up Twin Galaxies and find out.
Yeah. Or just hit him up.
Or just check like episode 9 where we interviewed him for hours.
We did interview him. He is in our archives. So,
cool.
Yeah, so just to let you guys know.
Oh, way to lord it over us. We haven't interviewed anybody famous.
You know, Christy, but you're interviewing Pryor. Us, sort of. So by the transitive property, you've interviewed Steve.
We've interviewed him. Aw. Right. Hey, Steve, property, I remember you. Realize. We were so close. That was cool.
Stevie G, he's pretty famous.
Yeah. He plays this our show in his bar.
And Poorhouse?
Yeah. Before they open, though.
Shout out to Poorhouse before you guys are open.
Uh-oh. Shout outs.
You guys need to play this instead of music.
Forever. Every time I go, they're playing Ghost, so I'm happy.
That's fine. I can live with that, actually. Yeah. Never mind. I'll live with that. Anyways, we should talk about our news, unless you have more to contribute to.
Well, you had a slow week.
Grand Prix.
You were in Orlando. You Grand missed Prix. Out. Do they still have the ice bar there?
I remember that place.
Didn't see it.
It's legit, like, the bar's made of ice.
Yeah, it's like you have to wear a jacket to go in because it's cold.
Yeah.
Nope.
My actual all-time favorite Orlando place, I think, has been gone for a while, which is Mystery Funhouse.
The Upside Down
Don't
house?
Remember that either.
No. That's the Ripley's, believe it or not. Yeah, Mystery Funhouse was off I-4. It was like, if Disneyland was like a, you know, is a legitimate park, and it
Land?
Is. Disney World.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. then Mystery Funhouse would be like Earl's Discount Disneyland World.
Earl's
Old
Discount
Town?
Disneyland.
It was like just
Old
bounce
Town,
houses.
Yes.
It was Old Town. It was bounce houses and like really bad bungee things and ball crawls for adults, and it was dirty. But you would basically just pay when you walked in the door, and you could just do whatever you want, like, all day long.
So it was Grand Prix. Brian,
yes.
Speaking of which, I forgot to mention this in my...
We moseyed by Grand Prix Boomers, whatever it's called now.
Yeah.
On the way here, actually, which was why we're in such a horrible mood. God, that is depressing.
Yes.
Well, did you notice that literally zero machines work there?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, play video games.
They were breaking before our eyes. Like, we would look at a machine, look back, and there was like a technical error up on the screen.
There's
like, wow.
Zero fighting games at all, which is sad.
Yeah, no, like, there's a couple, but about
Soul
half
Calibur
of them work.
Soul Calibur 2
was
from,
it there?
Like, 1987.
When I went over there, it was
and
zero.
I beat Soul Calibur 2 at Boomers, and it's probably
I
the same
Soul
machine,
yes.
And I beat it on one quarter.
I'm going to point out that last time I was there, there is a, or was, I don't know if it changed today when you guys were there, but there was a Marvel vs. Capcom 2 machine that was working.
Yeah, but it read
really?
Marvel versus whatever the fuck that is that Qbert says on the screen when I was there.
Oh, nice. There was also SNKV Capcom
yes,
Chaos.
That's still there, Chaos.
Chaos
wait,
was there.
Is that Boomers?
Yes.
It's probably in the bathroom, like somewhere you got to sneak to.
My bad. I was thinking of Dave & Buster's.
Oh,
Dave
and
Buster's
way worse.
Sucks, too.
Yeah, I went there. There was literally, it was garbage.
Their chicken tenders are great.
You don't want to jump virtual rope or...
Oh, God.
Or punch the punching bag machine.
If you guys want tickets like crazy, go there. But you'll get nothing out of it.
See, but that's what our friend Cliff does. He's been doing it at GameWorks, which is now... Game Room, and all they did, which my favorite part of that is they turned the W from Works upside down to make the M in Game Room. Like, it was the most half-assed conversion ever.
It's really weird.
Is that next to Barbie's Dreamhouse Adventure?
But Dave, it is right by it.
It's next to Johnny Rockets, I believe.
They're attached, actually.
Yeah,
they're
attached.
Right through from one to the other.
Okay.
But he has, like, almost 10,000 tickets saved up, and he keeps wondering what he should do with it. And he's
it's
like,
almost
oh,
enough for a pencil.
Well, here's the thing. They actually, he's like getting up there where he can get some of the bigger prizes. And I said, don't do it. Just go up to the counter one day with like the, he has it all on his card. And just slam that thing on the counter and be like, all spider rings.
Just get enough to where you own it. Just come in and be like, yeah, I'm your boss now, so you're fired.
I bought this place with tickets.
I bought this with tickets, bitch.
Speaking of buying, if you're really serious about that barcade idea, I'm pretty sure Boomer's days are numbered. So if we can build up some kind of a war chest, we can own that place.
You know what? That's a smart idea.
Yes.
Smarty pants.
Because then you just take all those and move it to where you're going. and then explode that building.
What do you do? They'll, right. They'll just liquidate it, and they'll like, oh, all whatever's here, you know, you keep. Like,
okay. Or put them on wheels and then drive them with a
into
go-kart.
Into a lake.
Drag
fire.
Them behind a go-kart and just fucking drift and do cool shit. Like,
actually, I just came up with the most genius idea.
And real life like, Mario Kart?
You're good at mods, Tony, so here it is. We're going to buy a food truck and install the games so that they're hanging out the side of the truck.
There you go.
And then you food out the back door, and you play games all around the truck.
And then when you open the awnings, they just hang down. You just flip them out.
Yeah.
You should install seats on there so when the truck's driving at 95, we're still playing.
Or you can do like the, you have to pedal to play.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bar thing. Bike car that's downtown.
Dude, oh, my
we're
God. Just,
we're a think tank right
when
now.
I see those people, it makes
can we
me sad.
Crowdfund all of this?
Can we delete this so no one yeah. takes our ideas? Yes.
I'll trademark pending.
Quickly say that all I did was play Hearthstone today and yesterday.
You're like, I vigorously played Hearthstone.
A lot. Yeah. I was just destroying people, and then I got to a certain level in the ranks, and I got destroyed nonstop.
Really?
And it makes me so sad. I want to be able to talk to people because I can't help but want to shit talk the entire time, even when I'm losing. And I can't. All I can do is threaten them, and my priest just says, "The light will burn you." And it doesn't. That's not threatening.
What platform are you playing that on, if I may
PC.
Ask? Okay.
Because my laptop is a piece of garbage.
Can you play against people on the iPad or people on PC?
Yeah.
You can?
I believe so. It's just the same pool of people.
All right, that's cool.
If I had an iPad, I would play it on that because I would lay in bed and it would be awesome, but I can't.
I would like to point out that the lack of shit talk is actually the only gripe I have with Mario Kart 8.
Yeah?
You can't talk during the game. You can talk in like the lobby while you're waiting for the game, and only two people you actually are on friends list with.
But yeah. We're talking about Hearthstone.
Yeah, but he's saying it's his only...
We've been on topic the whole time, and now... Yeah. You know, just because you're comfortable with me and you don't know these guys yet and you were afraid to cut them off, doesn't mean...
You can cut anybody off, you know? But that's Mario Kart.
No,
Also, the turning in Mario Kart 8 can eat a turd out of my butt as well.
You just do the trigger.
I'm a drift master. That's
no,
only
the
S-drift
had
turn.
To go. The S-drift had to go.
Ugh,
it's like S-drift. Back to its roots. The S-drift was annoying.
I love hopping and turning. And
yeah, that's what we're talking about, the drift.
They don't have that anymore?
No, you can.
You can't endlessly drift anymore.
No,
you'll
you
run
can't
into the walls.
Yeah, you'll,
well,
you have
like,
to have better timing.
Like, you do the, oh, so the snake drift, you can't do it.
You can't. Yeah, well, snake drift, S-drift, either one, same thing. But basically, it's... To me, that adds a bit of skill to the game because it was way easier to just endlessly drift before.
That's how I had the only maps I could win, even get placed under like ninth, was under any ninth. Map that I could drift like around curves because that's
so
the
Mario
only
Circuit.
Way I could get a little boost and
Mario
get
Circuit,
through it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because it was bad. But I also played Divinity. I raged today and I clawed some finger holes into my computer chair because there's a boss that made me so mad.
Really?
Are you playing it?
I'm resisting playing it because
it's
I hear these
very
stories.
Good.
Yeah, but I hear these stories.
It's very hard, and they're obtuse about what you're supposed to do in what order sometimes. Because I had to read online where I was supposed to go because I was three levels under everything that I was fighting, and I was like, "What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, this is like old school. Like, find your way and get fucked along the way.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I had to cheese this boss fight by blocking the way that the fight spawns is you walk into a there's like a hidden door that you have to open, and when you walk through it, a boss spawns.
Like
he talks some shit to you.
Style?
He talks some shit. He's like, whatever, I'm going to kill you. And then six demons spawn around the room.
Of course.
So what I had to do was...
Can't just be him killing you.
I had to position everybody near the door. They were all out of... like they're all linked together, and if you drag them apart, the chains that link them unlink in their portraits, which means you control them individually. They don't follow the main person. So I had to do that so that I could position them all outside the door and then have one dude walk in, and I blocked – there's a table in front of the door, and I blocked it with four chairs on either side so none of the demons could come in. I had to walk through the door. He spawns, and then I ran everyone inside, and then he followed in because he couldn't get line of sight on anybody, and I killed him, and then I walked out. I moved one chair, and then I ran back in so all the demons would come in one at a time, and I killed them that way.
You defeated them with furniture?
Yes.
Yeah, that's I'm listening to that, and I'm already seeing how we can incorporate that into D&D, where it's like, I'm going to roll like my magic.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, I'm rolling chair. Screw it. Like
chairs all day.
I'm going to IKEA the fuck out of this fucking boss.
Yeah, it was
an IKEA kill. I like that. That's like a new convention.
Yeah. I legit dug holes in my chair because I was so mad, because the demons all do different status effects. And the one guy makes it rain blood, and then the other guy goes, I'm going to shoot lightning at you, and it stuns everybody in the puddles of blood, no matter where you are. And they were There were, I had them down to one demon and the dude with one hit, and the demon endlessly shocked my guys and just did it forever. And I was like, I'm going
to
cry.
So I'm still trying to figure out whether you're describing a game or a metal album. Because
that sounds pretty, like, I didn't know blood was that conductive.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't realize it was at a pool of blood.
It makes a puddle.
Okay. And I guess you get shocked.
He shocks
it's not
it.
Coagulated.
But I beat it, and then I put the game down for a while because I was sad.
Or because your hands hurt from
and crushing. Then I wanted to play Hearthstone, so I did that.
You, bro. That's fun.
And I need to see Guardians.
Have you? Yeah, I do too. I have yet to see it. And all I hear is everyone going nuts about it.
Some asshole ruined for me.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe Rycott Raccoon dies.
Oh, no. I did see Edge of Tomorrow, which I'm super late
on. Oh, you did?
Good movie.
Very good.
You did not like
very
it?
Very good. I have not seen it.
I'm still laughing about Guardians.
Yeah, oh, that okay. was good.
Sorry.
It's all right.
No, but Edge of Tomorrow was great.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes. I know, Tom Cruise doesn't do it for me anymore.
Tom Cruise, if you just forget that he sucks at everything that involves him being alive.
I just rewatched War of the Worlds.
Oh, that was terrible.
I mean, I love that book. It was one of my favorite books growing up, and it was just such a shit.
The C. Thomas Howell version was way better.
Oh, yeah? Jesus. Anything with C. Thomas Howell is garbage.
Anyways.
You know what I found out, by the way, speaking of War of the Worlds? The whole thing about people killing themselves when they did the original radio broadcast?
Totally
fake.
Yeah.
No, people didn't really kill themselves. People were freaking out.
No, the panic was even... Yeah. Like, it was, there was literally no panic.
Maybe
there were
one redneck
calling out of curiosity.
Yeah. Like, is this happening?
One redneck was like, wait, they're coming. They're coming.
I told you.
The New York Times reported the next day based on like one person's account.
Well, yeah. He did get arrested for it.
Well, but I don't know. I'd have to look at
it. It got very sensationalized.
Yeah.
It did
people
not happen.
People now like, are like, dudes were killing themselves. That's it was like crazy.
Michael Jackson, he called himself the King of Pop. And then everyone was like, all right. That sounds all right.
That's how you do that. I mean, he just watched what wrestlers were doing, and he was like, oh, that's how
I'm the
done.
Greatest. I'm the ultimate warrior.
Oh, snap. You know what?
Hollywood.
Respect the dead, okay?
Are you...
Yeah, and that was the worst Ultimate Warrior impression ever. You didn't mention any planets.
Yeah.
I am the ultimate warrior.
I'm the ultimate warrior.
You don't think that Michael Jackson, and that voice probably works better in this instance, had legitimate claim to the throne of pop?
Elvis all day, bro.
Elvis was never pop.
Elvis was the king of rock.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. He's a king.
MJ is the king of pop forever.
It's like Game of Thrones, bro. Either you win or you die. I mean, he's the king of pop because he was the king of pop. He's not the king anymore.
But he's making more money now, like we said.
He's making a ridiculous amount of money from the grave.
For his kid, Blanket.
Now, here's my problem. See, and it has nothing to do with either of them, is that Elvis was the king of rock and roll, and then Run just decided he was going to be like...
Who?
Run DMC.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Run.
The Reverend Run. Just decided, yeah, I'll do it now. Screw everyone else.
Like, yeah.
I'm just going to kick off a song telling everybody.
Is Michael Jackson's kid legally named Blanket?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
That's not a joke. That's something that happened. That's what King of Pop gets you.
Prince Blanket?
Prince Blanket.
Prince Blanket.
Prince Blanket Jackson.
From Neverland.
He's going to assume the throne of Neverland.
All right.
He's going to assume the throne of the guy that... Fox dudes, right? That's kind of what that name is.
There's more than one.
Well, but I mean, he's going to assume the throne of the king of pop that does that. He's going to do some little jigs, and he's going to, like, what's that guy?
He's going to pop something.
Played the flute, and the kids followed him, the rat guy. God damn it.
The Pied Piper.
Like,
but he's just going to Pied Piper dudes into his house.
Do you think Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, do drugs together in heaven?
Rats.
It's rats.
Rats. Yeah. Who is the snake guy, then?
That's the dude from...
That's the guy that we drink for.
That's the guy from Diablo 3.
St. Patrick? St. Patrick, right. We drink for him.
Well, it could also be the dude that James Earl Jones played in Conan. What was his name?
That guy was badass.
Damn it.
He played him?
Yeah, the snake guy. Oh, and he shot a snake arrow.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know that villain's name either.
Isn't it something like that? Yeah.
It's Snake Guy.
I wanted to talk to you about this. We should move on to our segments.
Are we going
to
start the show?
Yeah.
Show's starting now.
Nice.
All right. All right. Best... action hero, Sylvester Stallone or Schwarzenegger?
Bruce Willis.
Thank you very much.
All right, first of all, no.
No.
also yes. Also yes, because I do love me a Bruce Willis movie, a.k.a. Die Hard.
Here's the problem with Stallone and Arnold. Neither of them can talk like human beings.
I mean, have you seen Demolition Man?
Yeah.
And Judge Dredd.
I love Demolition Man. I hate Judge Dredd. But
Demolition Wesley Man, Snipes.
The new Dredd is fantastic.
Wesley Snipes is in Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. I heard this on How Did This Get Made.
Don't even start with this. We're going to get into a heated debate about this. But go ahead, Tom.
I like it because it's the ultimate vegan straight edge future.
Here's the thing.
Everything is Taco Bell.
You do know that Sandra Bullock is totally Stallone's daughter in that movie, and they totally fuck.
Totally not true.
This he is old rumor. Boys himself. I'm telling you. She likes all the shit he liked when he got cryogenically frozen.
Because she's obsessed with the
90s. No, she's obsessed with the 90s because that's when her dad got fucking frozen, and she inherited all his shit, and now she loves all the same stuff
I'm
he loves.
I'm telling you the timeline.
She
wrong.
Looks like him. She's the age his daughter would be. And he's totally fucking his daughter.
But she would know his name, wouldn't she?
Maybe not.
How do you know he has a daughter?
I think there's a thing about it. He has a daughter in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, but
his name is Demolition Man.
Yeah, but he looks her up and she's like super dead or something.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with Old Boy, man. I'm telling you. The whole thing.
Is her last name Demolition Man or something?
Like, yeah.
Her last
name Man. Just man.
Man. I think that in the future they would... like that safety foam, if incest was about to occur, would like just spray in between.
You would get a ticket while you're doing it.
It wouldn't happen.
And then the female in that situation would just be upset because her vagina's fucked forever. Like, way to go, man. You're my cousin. You should
have
known that.
Actually, it was already fucked because you start scraping your vagina with three seashells and eventually it's just going to be ruined.
How do you use the three seashells?
I don't know.
They don't tell you.
I don't know.
Not only do they not tell you, but you assume it's for poop.
Yeah,
they never tell you what girls are doing otherwise.
So you mean to tell me
there's not like three seashells and a sponge?
He went through this whole movie without taking a shit.
No, because there's the scene where he swears a lot, so he can get tickets, which apparently are still made out of paper, which amazes me. And then he wipes his butt with those and flushes them down a system that probably isn't made for flushing paper.
I just want to say, if you are curious about that, do not Google it. The answer is such a letdown.
Is it?
Okay. The filmmaker commented on it. There was an official answer.
Really?
Don't bother.
It's just a brand name.
Is it like castanets?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
castanets and wipe with the.
Anyways,
I love the high fives in that movie where instead of waving they'd go.
All right. You can't do that one on a podcast.
Oh yeah. Well, I made the noise like you're wiping a window. That's basically what you're doing.
It's two guys wiping a window from opposite sides.
Does it sound like?
The choices between. Demolition Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Sylvester Stallone.
It doesn't have to be that. I mean, just saying in general, like, action movie.
Well, let me say, I watched Conan the Destroyer the other day.
Conan, that's what actually made me think about it.
I love those movies in my heart, but watching Arnold try to emote that he's afraid ever or anything other than angry doesn't work.
Yeah. That's an action man.
There are guys riding around him on horses throwing nets at him, and he just keeps going, and he's looking side to side like, oh, shit. Oh, they're over there now. And the guys are just waiting for him. And, of course, in classic, 80s, 90s action movie fashion, they all just come one at a time. Or two, and then he cuts the horses in half, and they fall.
Just watch Red Sonja instead anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Do you know that that's not Conan in that movie?
No, it's not.
Yeah, he plays a different... barbarian guy with the same hair.
No, he plays an undercover Conan.
Yeah.
Undercover UC Conan.
Under Conan.
Arnold Schwarzenegger wins, though, right? I mean, there's no question.
Yeah.
I mean, Terminator is classic.
Arnold
won.
In any movie.
About first Terminator.
Would bench press fucking Stallone and break his back.
But Rambo, dude. Rambo First Blood.
But before he did, he would say, well, I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it in your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
Well, Total Recall is also. Well, Running Man, though, I think that's really underrated.
Here's the thing. Stallone doesn't have any good catchphrases.
Have you ever seen or ever played the game Super fucking Smash TV?
Oh, no.
No, but I want to play Super fucking.
Super fucking Smash TV.
Super fucking is technically...
Smash TV is Running Man. They made a video game out of the movie, and they just unofficially called it Smash TV.
Well, no, it's based on a Stephen King short story.
Yeah.
And when I say based, I mean the guy read it, fell asleep, woke up, tried to rewrite it after his drunken wake-up stupor... And ended up with that movie.
It's a good movie.
That's what happens to every Stephen King movie, except for The Mist, which was great.
The Mist was the only good book translation. Don't get me wrong. I thought the Stand By Me movie was better than the body short story, but they were barely comparable.
Yeah. Every time I'm at work, I feel like, what happened if The Mist happened here at Whole Foods?
Giant bugs would fly at your windows?
I'd be the first guy to be like, yep, let me get them big weapons.
Nobody would be vegan anymore.
No.
That buffalo tofu would fucking go like in a snap.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat it now. like right away. Otherwise, it'll go bad.
And then you'd kill yourself, or you'd kill everybody you love right before you got rid.
Although you already have the food product needed for an alternate dimension, which is Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat is good stuff.
It's actually delicious, but.
All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Don't call Tom that.
Sorry. Studio Ghibli shut down.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah. It's a sad day.
It's sad.
Eric is...
I'm distraught.
He's not feeling it.
But, I mean, Miyazaki's gone. Was gone anyways, so...
Was he? For how long?
He retired last year. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. So,
I mean, he
was
consulting.
Only a matter of time then, I guess.
Yeah, he was consulting, but...
Well, it's just official now. I mean, they've been gone since last year.
Yeah.
They haven't made anything since... what? What was the last movie they came out with? Well, I think it was just Ni No Kuni was the only thing that actually
No, there was
with.
That one with the guy flying the airplane that recently came out.
Ni No Kuni is one of the best games ever made, and that game is...
the movie.
The movie is Something of the Wind.
Yeah, Wind something.
I saw it. I saw it in the theater.
I hated Ni No Kuni.
Not Name of the Wind. That's okay.
No. Listen, I loved it. I could not play it because I was bad at the combat. That's all.
It
was a great game. I just couldn't figure out the combat.
Okay, fair enough.
So for me, it was...
Isn't it just Pokemon?
It's Pokemon if all your Pokemon share HP, and it's worked better for me to run around as the little dude and just throw spells when I could. I couldn't get it to work. All my guys were getting fucked up, and I was like, I don't understand. And then
maybe all your guys were Magikarp.
And then and then I got the girl, and I was like, cool, I'm gonna have her heal my guys, and she is a retard and doesn't heal at all.
She's pretty bad, I do admit. The combat system had some flaws.
Yeah, the AI just didn't work.
But The Wind Rises, which is the movie that I was thinking
of,
was a hit. And
I
required
have that.
No
I just
combat.
Have yet to see it.
Required no combat?
Yeah. Sorry. You should watch
it. I will watch it.
And they are finishing up.
I will watch
film.
Your copy if you want to watch it. How's that?
I will say that Grave of the Fireflies made me cry like a woman.
Every time.
Conan would have beheaded me if he saw me crying. Yes.
Conan would have cried in that film. I'm sorry. Conan
Ghibli
absolutely would have cried.
Also did Mononoke, right?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Every good Japanimation is Ghibli. Come on.
Hey. It's racist.
Also, best line from an action movie, see you at the potty, Richter. And then he throws his arms in. So stupid. Anyways.
No, the best one is like, wrong.
Get off my plane.
Get off my plane.
No. Dude,
enough is enough.
Can we talk about the worst action?
I just did.
No, the worst action star, which is Nicolas Cage.
Nope, disagree. I got a worse one.
Who?
Jeff Speakman.
Which is who?
The only Jewish action star. The perfect weapon.
Jeff Speakman?
The perfect weapon.
Is that the Hebrew Hammer?
No, that guy, he's a comedy actor.
Yeah.
He was in Days of Confused.
No, but Jeff Speakman was a martial arts, master, and that they put in movies literally because of that, who was a really piss-poor actor, and who was, not only was he actually Jewish, but it was obvious on screen.
What about Michael Dudikoff?
Why, was he wearing a yarmulke?
And I can say that. I'm allowed to say that.
But what do you mean
out.
It was obvious?
Be careful. You're not allowed to say it. I'm allowed to say it.
But I'm asking you, what were the obvious trademarks of his Jewishness that showed up in the action scene?
Well, he's the only whiny action star.
Yeah, while he was fighting, he was like, oh, stop punching at me.
What, we got to fight? Like, what was he doing?
How are we going to talk about
that? I don't even know how to present. He just wasn't tough. He wasn't tough at all.
Quick tangent, quick question. Why have they not made yarmulkes or yarmulkes or however you call them that are also made of human hair? So if you're balding, you put them on your bald spot and boom, shakalaka, you've got hair.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
I'm going to point out, we call them yarmulkes. You guys aren't allowed to call them. You have to call
that's
them.
Our
We prefer
word.
When you call them Jew beanies. Trust
Jew
me.
Beanies. Why do they not make Jew beanies that are hair?
I love beanies.
Why are they spelled yarmulke if it's pronounced something?
Yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
Yeah.
Yarmulke.
Okay. You haven't answered the question. I'm just going to invent that and
it's
make
actually jarmulke, actually.
How would you like... Would you wear a hair yarmulke if you were bald?
I would wear one anyway.
Right? Because you could wear it and blend in, be going with your faith, you're cool, nobody's looking down on you anymore, being like, why are you wearing that stupid hat, bro? America! And then, doing chest bumps with their friends.
Bro, yeah. Why are you wearing a blonde yarmulke? Your hair's not blonde.
Why do you have one blonde spot?
I dyed my yarmulke today, okay? Get at me.
I never understood why you just didn't wear a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Why does it only have to cover that one tiny spot?
Because it's not the highest point it's supposed to be.
No, because your head literally just has to be covered.
This
you
hat
can be
is
covered
tiny.
With anything.
I think you can
That's
do
why you have
okay.
the
I didn't know that.
You have
I
the very Hasidic
be...
Jews who wear the big fluffy hat,
yeah.
Or the huge brimmed
learning something every day.
The Lincoln if it was smushed under a steamroller hat.
They also look like they're Amish. The same hats.
Yeah, I think
the same outfits.
I think I think that's a universal hat you can share between.
That was the style in 1560.
Sure. Yes.
Can we talk about Bill Paxton being an action star?
Yes.
He was great
in Terminator and Alien.
He was great in Edge of Tomorrow.
I'm going to point out you're not an action star if you keep dying.
You're not an action star
if you're in it.
Bill Paxton's probably one of my favorite actors, period.
Yes.
So, yeah, we can totally talk
fucking
about
Chet, okay?
Yes. Chet?
Chet!
Shit! We actually had this discussion once when we were doing our episode on, like, which, like, celebrity deaths have bothered us and which ones in the future will bother us.
He did that from a Predator, too. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And Tom had mentioned that was the one that would bother him when Bill Paxton dies. And I'm like, I'm actually totally cool with it as long as it says game over on his tombstone.
Yep. Game over, man. Yeah. They're going to come back here, and they're going to kill us all, man. Game over.
I forgot how fucking funny he was in True Lies.
Yes.
He's amazing.
He was great as a cheese.
He's such an underrated guy, because he's always, like, side characters, except for, what's the movie that he was, like, the lead in? Oh, man.
That movie about religion or whatever?
No, he's the lead in that HBO series.
He was in that movie, Kay Paxton.
The Mormon. I don't remember what it's called. The Mormon series that was on HBO.
Big Love.
Big Love. He was the lead on that, and he was very good on it. Yeah, but...
But he never gets lead roles. He's always just awesome side characters. Like
he's a character actor.
He was the best part of Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, I love.
He was in Edge of Tomorrow?
Yes.
Bill Paxton?
Yes.
And he is great.
What? Now I have to watch it.
You should watch it. And by the way, Tom Cruise, I don't really understand. There's a lot of hate.
I love Vanilla Sky.
He is a fantastic actor.
I loved a lot of the movies he's in. I can't stand Mission Impossible.
Legend.
It's all the same. Oh, yeah. Legend's great amazing.
Movie. Legend is spectacular.
Actually, Legend's kind of terrible. But
No.
I mean, I watched it the other day. I was like...
It's still great.
Let's start with which version did you watch?
It's very... Well,
the UK really obscure psychedelic release or the American Tangerine Dream release?
It was on VHS.
You gotta remember the end. Where he's like, "Father War," and then he dies. Because I always like that he
proves
like,
that he's not the devil.
Yeah. Tim Curry is the greatest thing that ever happened in that film.
Yeah,
in life, really.
In life, but now he's saying like, that is his lead role. Like,
do you know me?
Now he's melting.
I watched Clue so many times as a kid that I burnt the tape, the VHS tape. Like
You're the only one.
I love that movie.
You're the only one.
I was like, I already know how it ends, but I still want to see it.
Wait, can we date our podcast versus theirs by saying that I remember seeing it in the theater and having the button to choose which ending I wanted?
Wow. There was a button?
What? When that movie came out in theaters, there were four endings, and you had a little voting machine, and you chose the ending you wanted to see.
That's amazing. So what you got to wonder is how
that was the marketing point of that movie, and they only did that for the initial like week release.
Because you're talking
and in select theaters,
we're talking film reels here. So somebody had to swap out a reel and know who voted for what.
Yeah, like, they only did it in very select theaters.
This is blowing my mind right here. This is crazy.
So, I
mean,
but
after that, they put all different endings at different theaters.
They played all the endings,
and then they did all of them on one.
Yeah. But for a while, it was like
you're like, "This is what really happened."
Yeah.
How did I miss this? I didn't even know this happened.
Yeah.
Me either.
I had no idea.
That's crazy. And you guys are shitting on Clue now.
Hey, listen, I love Tom Cruise. Anyways, back on.
I'm talking about Tim Curry.
He's fucking awesome.
And back on even
Tom
better.
Tom Cruise
point,
was awesome in Clue. Apparently, okay.
I do not like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh no, he's the worst.
I'm a little disturbed.
Con Air.
He's the worst.
No.
Okay, so I rest my case. Con Air? I need to say no more about why I don't like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, terrible.
That movie sucked, and he sucked
anyway. I saw it in the movie theater, and I still would watch it again.
Here's the problem. The problem with Face Off. Cage is the same
Face
problem.
Face Off
was great. Well, yeah. But the same problem with, speaking of Face Off, John Travolta. They both have the same problem. They try really hard not to be bald, and they're fucking bald. Bruce Willis it up, be bald. Stop getting like these weird, John where they put like...
Pulp Fiction was pretty bad.
Yeah, dude. No. Nick Cage is always bad. They always...
Oh, yeah. His
treasure haircut is terrible. They always try, and it's like, dude, just be bald, man.
Embrace the hair island.
Yeah.
What's this documentary being made and all this nostalgia about the Tim Burton Superman movie that was never made starring Nicolas Cage? I've seen stills of him in the suit. It's horrifying.
Horrible. The only thing that could have been worse than Man of Steel was that movie.
Yes.
You doubt it. I doubt it.
Dude, Tim Burton is a piece of living excrement.
Don't even say that, because you do like Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, anything he makes on his own, fantastic. Anything he makes that has anyone else's name attached
something else?
To it ever is
licensed
garbage.
Properties
so did you like Corpse Bride and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was steaming hot garbage.
That was awful.
Actually, if you really look at the timeline of when things happened and you read most of the articles, you realize that it was Planet of the Apes that killed the Superman movie.
Really?
It got such bad reviews and he did such a piss-poor job with it that they were like, we don't
want
to
get
Superman.
nothing good came out of that movie.
They basically backed out after they saw that, and they saw what like the fan reception was going to be. They were like, we can't do this.
I will say that I enjoyed the makeup effects in Planet of the Apes. At least he used practical for a lot of it.
True.
Where
now
it's all
computer. But that's like the, not really a saving grace.
No. And the girl in that movie was really hot.
I can't remember. That's
she did Monkey?
No. Not Helena Bonham Carter. The blonde girl, the human.
I don't remember. Can we admit that hot girl, while a bonus, is never a movie saver?
No.
It never saves a movie. It hasn't saved a single Transformers film yet.
No.
So.
Oh, dear God.
I will say, the first Transformers, I enjoyed despite myself. Like, I went in like, I'm going to fucking hate this movie. And then I laughed at Shia LaBeouf a little bit. I'll admit it.
Have you seen the newest one, the fourth?
No, I haven't seen anything after the second one.
I
refused.
I recently went through the exercise of watching back-to-back the first three on, like, streaming, and then went in and saw the fourth one because I was just building up, like, this reservoir of hate.
Yeah.
So I'd have, like, a lot of podcast fodder. And I left, like, the fourth movie, like, you know what? I kind of wouldn't mind seeing the next one. That was pretty interesting, and I couldn't fucking believe it.
How dare you?
I know.
Everyone says it's, like, way too long.
Yes.
Way too many plot points going on.
Yep.
And no likable characters. None of the humans are likable.
Correct.
Are you talking about the third one or the fourth one?
The fourth one.
And apparently Optimus Prime can fly the whole time.
And fucking Mac Wahlberg. Wait. Mac, before you say Optimus Prime can fly the whole time and didn't, that's also true of R2-D2. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't get me started about that. But
oh, God.
The fourth movie had no farting, no pissing,
no giant balls.
Right, none of the like juvenile. Or,
no racist robots.
Robots pissing on people.
There were two racist robots. Okay.
Yeah, but nowhere near as bad as like the
gold
toothed like black caricatures from the second movie. Yeah. No.
Yikes.
What was I going to say?
Was there Soundwave?
Soundwave is a satellite, and I think he deorbited to participate. I actually probably says a lot about the movie that I don't exactly remember what happened. I just remember not hating it that much.
In three, I think a lot of people said they don't even remember the story by the end. You're like, I don't know what happened, but robots fought.
Who was the octopus in that?
I didn't see it.
Probably. Which one had Jetfire farting out a parachute? Was that
Hot
2?
Is Hot Rod
three,
in it? Then.
But if Soundwave is in it and he's a satellite or whatever it is.
How is there not Hot Rod in it yet?
Is there like Rampage or Rumble or Laserbeak?
I think it's the third one where Soundwave's in it and Laserbeak's in it, but Laserbeak talks and is like a little sleazy enforcer.
I think it's the second one.
Was it the second one? Yeah, they're all mixed up in my mind right now.
All I want is an indirect sequel of whatever happened to that Mountain Dew machine.
Oh,
yes.
He's in the Mountain Dew machines, everything.
The Nokia robot?
There are all sorts of brand name robots on the march in this movie, I think.
But you remember there was a
360 bot too.
It
made a little noise and like things.
Yeah, the copy machine that person was working on, and then the Mountain Dew machine. I remember that specifically because I was like, "There's never been a Mountain Dew machine, at least that I've never seen." But I don't go to Walmart.
It was a send away.
Yeah.
You could call like UPC codes. You get the Mountain Dew bot. It comes with rotten teeth.
Ugh!
I'll get the Baja Blast bot. Hell yeah.
Code day. Red all day, bro.
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast is now available in stores. Is that
it
correct?
Is.
Is it?
It is now.
It was only Taco Bell.
Oh, changing
forever.
Your mind a little bit.
No, but it wasn't good. So
it was great.
Brian, you're a Blast man, aren't you?
Yeah, I do like Baja Blast.
I don't drink soda, so.
That's good.
Not like I'm not one of those weird people. Like, I don't drink soda. I just don't drink soda. It makes me burp instantly. So
no, I'm one of those weird people.
Yeah. It's terrible for you.
It is really bad for you, but so is anything else you eat.
You got to go
somewhere. Except for go raw vegan, apparently.
Buffalo tofu from Whole Foods.
Moving on.
Good for you.
Ghostbusters 3 apparently is in the works and are trying to reboot it with female characters.
Well, they've been saying this for 5 years at least.
So I was under my impression that the video game was the unofficial third Ghostbusters.
It's technically canon.
Right, that's what they were saying.
That's
I was
what they
like,
said
how
originally.
Is this going to be Ghostbusters 3 if that's Ghostbusters? And
if Harold Ramis is dead, they can't make it.
They can make him a ghost.
Well, but I mean,
and who's going to be the Miss Venkman? You know,
Is
Sigourney Weaver going to be a Ghostbuster?
It's a reboot, though, isn't it? Or
they're rebooting. But I think
it's a pseudo reboot. It's more them like teaching the next generation to be Ghostbusters,
but minus
like handing over the reins
to the Ghostbusters.
Right.
Wait, who else?
Bill Murray's not coming back.
Oh, he's not doing it.
Yeah. He hates that, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he hated the script, apparently. That's why he didn't want to do it.
But he has actually some legal control over the property.
Yeah, so that's why it hasn't gone anywhere. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Ramis wrote all of them, so
you
now
see that
it won't
Bill
be as
Murray
good.
Sorry to cut you off, but Bill Murray is now doing that one new movie, that show on NBC with the Peter Pan show or something.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Peter Pan show? No. It's called I don't know what it's called. It is Peter Pan.
Peter Pan's talk show.
It's the Peter Pan show.
Christopher Walken's in it, and now Bill Murray's in it, and now the chick from...
They're all special guests.
The chick from Girls is in it, too, if you love Girls.
Yeah. Who's the musical act?
I don't know. Her. But apparently I didn't realize that news anchor from NBC, that's his daughter.
Oh, God.
Something Williams. I don't remember.
Brian Williams?
Brian Williams' daughter is Peter Pan.
We didn't talk about this last week, but Maisie Williams is in talks to do Last of Us to be Ellie. Arya.
Oh, yeah. Arya.
Now who's going to be Joel, though?
I think it should be Josh Brolin. He looks like Joel.
Yeah, he could do it. And he's a great actor, too.
He's Thanos.
What about Nicolas Cage?
Yeah,
Cage.
Get that cool haircut.
He could be one of the people you kill.
He's rocking that hair.
Yeah, he's put his hair a different way. He looks like a clicker.
You know who could do it, but he would look kind of different because he has a weird mouth? Is Mads Mikkelsen. Anybody watch Hannibal?
No. I mean, I've wanted to, but no.
He was in Casino Royale. He was a bad guy.
You know what? I know you're talking about now. Yeah, I guess he could look like him.
If he grew like a little bit of a beard, he has like the haircut normally. But
you need like a grizzly, like war torn dude.
Yeah,
I think Josh Brolin's the only guy. Because imagine his character from No Country for Old Men.
Yeah,
that's Joel from Last of Us.
Llewellyn.
Like that would be him.
So we have Arya Stark for sure. She's going to be in
I could see her as Ellen. Or
there
Ellie.
Talks. I would bet on that just because
she's dead next season in the show.
Sorry. Whoops. I've read all the books, so I can't comment.
Yeah, I'm just saying, does she have an American accent, though? Or she's really deep?
I don't know, but my girlfriend's been watching her vines all night, every night.
Hilarious.
And I want to jump out of my window and fall 2 feet to the grass outside and then run.
Wait, why? Are they just annoying?
It's just annoying because, I don't know, she's recently back into Vine, and Vine is really lame because it plays everything 1,000 times.
Over,
if you
over,
don't
over,
roll
over,
away
over.
Too quick, it's just like over and over and over
it's
again.
It's all looping.
It turns everything into Nyan Cat.
Yes, I am. It just makes me want to cry.
I did a Vine of Khaleesi when I first got her, and like 500 people revined it. I felt like it was famous. It was great.
Do we have to tell people that Khaleesi's a cat, or are they going to assume that you
have
a woman locked in your closet?
Khaleesi is my cat.
Do we have to tell people?
I almost went over the counter.
It's not Khaleesi! It's not her name!
Yeah, do you have to correct everybody and tell Khaleesi's not really her name? Or?
No. People leave comments.
The cat's name's actually Daenerys.
Yeah, it's Daenerys.
It's Daenerys.
Stormborn is acceptable. We can go with Targaryen. But
yeah, I just call her Dany.
Dany works. Dany works.
Dany.
If she shits that litter box too much, she wakes the dragon, right?
She unleashes the dragon.
She has her own dragon, actually.
Where's
her dragon? She has her own dragon.
Have you guys ever watched Gay of Thrones, which is a YouTube video?
Nope.
No.
It's a hairdresser. And, like, the guy's for real gay, but he recaps every episode the day afterwards, and it is fucking genius. And every episode it ends, and they have like a little clip where he turns around and he goes, "Where the fuck are my dragons?" Pretty funny. George That's Martin awesome. Was on it, actually, recently.
George Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He was on it, and it was funny.
I'm looking forward to the Game of Thrones XXX parody, because you know they're going to do that sooner or later.
Of course. I think it's already been done.
Probably. The thing that pisses me off about that, now that they know they can just parody whatever, is you don't get the awesome porn titles you used to get, where they had to like twist it a little bit to make it awesome.
Like, man.
There was Crocodile Blondie. And
what was the Batman? Was it Buttman?
Buttman, yeah.
And something. No.
My all-time favorite, though.
The Dark Knighty.
It was... The cover was a very... chesty girl on a boat strapped to the mast of the boat, and it was called What About Boob? All time favorite.
Ever watched Pirates, the like $1 million porn?
Yeah. So
it looked actually like it had some nice production value.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Right? And
it was better than the Pirates of the Caribbean.
They played it on
Cinemax.
There's
a series that could end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They played on
They edited it.
Yeah, they had an edit for TV, like, you know, a Skinemax version.
So they got rid of like the swordplay.
Swordplay.
Yeah. Like full penetration, just no sword fight.
You got rid of all the spelunking.
Yes.
No one gets stabbed in this version.
Yeah.
So a Dong of Ice and Fire coming soon.
No. I like it.
I don't know
where, I like where you're going.
Yeah.
So we're going to make a Dong of Ice and Fire. We're going to make hair yarmulkes.
Yes, yes.
And then with that money, we'll open
make the barcade. Yeah.
And awesome. At the barcade, you can serve your drinks with an ice penis in them.
Yes, right. An ice boner.
And if you get 10,000 tickets, you get a free copy of Dong of Ice and Fire.
I have to say penis, you know, for my kids.
Guys, just so you know, at my barcade, you can totally buy drinks with tickets. So
skee-ball your way to drinks.
That's how you make money.
That's actually an awesome world where I want to live.
That's an awesome idea because you could literally cut off people when they're too drunk because they won't be able to physically earn any more tickets. They'll be too drunk.
It costs them more money to play those games than it costs the tickets.
That's the key.
Right. Or
the drinks.
That's the drinks.
You got to balance
it. Can we literally delete this for real? Because people are going to take this idea.
Don't steal these ideas, people.
Yeah. Patent pending.
Patent pending.
.net. Is that real?
Patentpending.net.
Is that a real
trademark? Geek porn. Nerd porn.
I also gave away our web address for our website that doesn't exist yet. Last time,
remember? It should exist by now because you're like, oh, why would you go nerd porn?
Yeah, wait, what happens if you go to nerdporn.com?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I want to know. Yeah,
because it's owned by somebody else by some porn site.
Oh, okay.
They're like, oh, we'll give it to you for $10,000. I'm like,
it's just a picture of like chicks with glasses
on. So we're gonna get nerd.porn.
Nerd.porn works.
Yeah. Nerd.porn is even better.
Yeah,
I agree. Just
then those guys will probably be buying our address from us.
And then you could use that money to buy
You come to our barcade.
Just call them up. You guys are into porno. You want to swap? Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, I get it. Yeah, and
swap
totally
women?
Swap websites with you.
Yeah. No, we just swap wives at that point, right?
Hey, all right, guys. I'm going to just jump through this.
Okay.
What is the best peripheral you've ever bought? Whether it be a computer, video game, console?
Nintendo Max.
Which is what? Because I don't know what that is.
The NES had like a special controller that didn't suck and wasn't square and sharp. And
really?
Yeah, because that controller was hard to hold.
It had the
actually it looked a lot like the Japanese Saturn controller.
Really?
Flatter, white.
But only two buttons, right?
It had four buttons. They were like automatic.
The turbo buttons. Yeah. Okay.
It had a weird sliding D-pad too. D-pad but I liked it.
Oh, I think I did see that, and that was it. Was better.
Yeah. Right. Way.
I was gonna say
it was the Max. So
I know what you're gonna say. Naga.
Yeah, my Razer Naga mouse is the best thing I ever bought in my life.
Yeah?
Just awesome, like, weighty, et cetera.
It just got 12 buttons on it, so I can... It has all of them in a row,
And it hasn't shit the bed yet?
Yeah. No. It does have... I know that there are problems with it, that the right click breaks eventually, but right now it's awesome. I just can't... I use those buttons all the time.
Right.
Divinity, I use them because it's a hotbar game. I use them on everything. All my shooter games, I use them to cycle my guns. I mean... I map everything to it.
That's awesome.
You're an elitist PC gamer, aren't you?
No. I have systems. I don't play them much.
He's not Master AC.
No, I don't.
Most people are.
But you know why? Because fucking computers break. My computer is shitting the bed and has been forever.
Really?
My monitor just goes black all the time.
Like recently?
In the middle of games. Yeah. All the time.
That seems like a GPU issue.
But it's not. I've had four graphics cards and it's done every time. But... Carlos had the right idea. It's probably my PCIe slot is.
So your motherboard's done.
Yeah,
let's get a new one.
But I don't want to.
Because once you go down that road, well, geez, this motherboard supports all this other new shit.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. Because you go, you better RAM with this.
You got to fit your chipset, which I have an older chipset for my my processor. So then I'm going to want to upgrade my processor. And the last time I did this, I bought a motherboard, a processor, and a new power supply. And the only thing that I kept was the power supply because. The MOBO and processor said that they worked together. They didn't fucking work together.
Oh, man.
They
didn't That's fit. Happened to me before, too. They actually, fit. When I built the arcade, I had a problem with the processor.
I went crazy checking everything because all the, you know, the RAM has to seat right. You have to have the right fucking PCIe slots. You have to have everything set right, and none of it worked, and I got really mad, and I returned it all, and I didn't upgrade anything but my fucking power supply.
That's awesome. It was a valiant attempt.
Yeah.
Building a new computer.
My computer would be badass right now, but it's not.
I would say the worst peripheral I got was the 32X for the Genesis.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
And I was really sad about that because I got a Saturn like a month later.
Yeah.
Because it was weird. But I think the best peripheral I ever got was the Power Glove. Just because
you
it was
in Freddy.
Power Glove.
This was in Freddy?
I used it once. Right? For Mike Tyson Punch Out, and never touched it again after that.
That help you with like Sandman or anything?
Doesn't okay. Shit. Oh, it did work really well with Batman for some reason. Every time I did an uppercut, it would just throw like
Batman little side scrolling action game.
Yeah, that game was great. Though.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
It's still great. It still holds up. But yeah, Power Glove was great and bad at the same time.
So your Nintendo Max, you said it was easy.
Yeah, it's very easy.
What'd you got?
The official Sega Samba de Amigo Maracas.
Whoa.
I don't know what that is.
Is that it's the little maraca game things for
Dreamcast. Yeah. It's a rhythm game where you play the maracas, and it actually had a sensor bar on the floor and two little light sensors that hung right off the bottom of the maracas.
Huh.
So it could tell how far you were holding them from the floor, because there was a high, a middle, and a low position that you had to match from what was going on the screen. I loved rhythm games at the time, and I loved that game. And I originally got like these crappy knockoff Japanese import or Korean import, yeah. I don't know, maracas Mexican that import. Were just, they were terrible. They had a picture of like some maracas. Other monkey on the box. They were really bad.
You're like, I got maracas at Swap Shop, but they did not work.
My friend,
the official ones worked like a charm. I mean, they were better than when the actual arcade experience. They were flawless.
Did they make maraca noises?
They did.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Awesome. My friend Cheryl had the Taiko Drummaster drums.
Oh, I have that.
For PS2.
Yeah, I have that.
They were awesome, too. I would have said that if I actually owned one, but I never owned one.
So what you got?
This is better than like Rock Band and stuff like that? Because those are peripherals, too.
Eh.
Nah.
Eh. Because technically with Rocksmith, you just use a regular guitar. So if you have a really sweet guitar.
Who wants to learn guitar?
Yeah, that seems hard, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. That game never took off.
The only guitar I have says Rock Band on it.
Yeah.
I want to feel like I'm playing instruments, not actually
learn. I don't want to actually learn something.
Right.
I know.
I used to do like cool metal jumps in my room. No, I'm just kidding.
I will argue, though, that if you had Rock Band and you focused specifically on playing the drums, you actually learned how to play the drums.
Oh, honestly, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will learn.
Guys, I got really good. I could play on medium.
Dude, expert or nothing.
I could do the drums on expert for most of them.
Yeah. I could not.
The
kick drum,
I had the double bass one, too. I went ape shit.
My arms and one leg don't work.
I still need to pick
together.
It up from you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I want to jump back in on that.
So what did you decide?
Oh, without a doubt, the Dong of Ice and Fire fleshlight with Khal Drogo facial hair.
that would have been my second
favorite peripheral.
My girlfriend grabbed his butt at Comic Con or at SuperCon.
Yeah. How'd that work out for her?
Good. He's smiling in the picture. But she didn't know she was grabbing his butt because he's so tall. She was like hugging and, that's what she says.
The funny thing is, I don't care. Covering that.
I was like, good on you, girl. Grab it.
It was pure muscle. I never felt anything like it.
Stick your finger in there if you can. Fuck it. I mean, that's a story.
Get a little Drogo stank on you?
Yeah.
Concho nice. Drogo.
Give yourself a Drogo mustache.
It's called a Dirty Drogo.
Drogo Sanchez.
Dirty Drogo.
Best peripheral, apart from the soon-to-be-created fleshlight, please don't steal that idea. We need that to raise money for our barcade. would probably be the memory expansion for the Saturn so that I could play the Marvel Versus games on it. It was all import stuff. That made for
the cartridge?
Yeah, the memory cartridge.
Yeah, my friend had that because he needed it for, because he had an imported version of Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was called something different. It was like something on the moon or something. I don't know. It was still the same game, but had added levels to it. What he had to do was he had to put that in. It was that Pro Action Replay or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then once like it booted, he had to take it out and put in the RAM cartridge.
Memory card, yeah.
He had the same thing for X-Men Children of the Atom, too.
My buddy had a paperclip he used with a PS1 to play Dragon Ball Z.
That's what I did.
Yeah, you got
to
swap this.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's stupid easy to do that.
It was also amazingly easy when I found out, like when I bought my first CD burner, how easy it was to just copy a game. It was like, oh, really? I just hit copy? Like, I don't have to have any special software, nothing? Like,
that Dragon Ball game was fucking good, too.
10 years ago, all I did was hack PS2s and sell them to my friends. Once I learned how to make that PS2 right there is hacked. It has like a million games on it and a hard drive.
I have a book full of Dreamcast self-booting bootlegs. You didn't even need to swap anything. Yeah,
that spindle there is all Dreamcast games and Saturn games.
You didn't have to do anything. Once you learned how to do the install,
I don't know, you guys would self-boot. We don't pirate anything here. Right?
No, never.
Poor Dreamcast.
Don't even check out Popcorn Time.
Or Dreamcast.
I don't bootleg anything.
Dreamcast, I think once they realize that they can like literally just burn disc content, they're like, fuck, we're out. Sega's like, fuck this. We fucked up again.
I do... Brian and I were working at Babbage's at the time. It was during the Dreamcast era. Mm-hmm. And, man, I really think that piracy... That system was already not on the best footing. So the piracy was just like a dagger through the throat.
Do you remember what their anti-piracy like tactic was?
Please don't do it.
Yeah, like
it wasn't please don't do it. At first it was something different.
Well, it was a GD-ROM.
Thank you.
Yes, that's right. It wasn't
didn't label it CD-ROM. They just labeled it GD-ROM even though it was a CD-ROM.
Space. But all you could do is just compress the
Right. It had a higher capacity disk, but yeah, you could compress your way around that.
If you get a dual-layered, like, there's some really hard to find, like, CD-ROMs that are, like, 800 gigs. You can just compress it to, and you guys can totally get games
Sega's
on there.
Or you could put the OS on one disk and then just swap.
Literally,
but you didn't even have to swap.
Yeah, you just open it up, put it in. Mm. Like all those games. That dream, apparently, there's a version of a Dreamcast where it won't work, but those are hard to find because that was like at the very end of like
Sega's problem is more just they never had third party developers.
Nobody Sega's developed. Problem was Sony. Don't get me started.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they just
Sega's problem was themselves, man.
It Sega's problem Sony. Was Sony like went to third party markets, right. And went to retailers and said, "Look, you carry us or you carry them."
They did some hardball tactics.
Well, very much so. The only thing I would say that bootleg was negative for bootlegging games when it came to the Dreamcast was my very first experience playing Half-Life was playing the unreleased bootleg version of Half-Life for the Dreamcast.
I have it.
I have it really too. Yeah, I still have it. Now.
It's really hard to play.
Yeah, because there's only one stick.
Yeah, you got to use like the D-pad.
You use the four buttons and you have to play lefty. You can only play southpaw.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lefty, so it works for me.
Yeah, my brother... Here's the thing. We're both righties. We both learned how to play first-person shooters southpaw on controllers because of Dreamcast, playing Quake 3 and stuff
Holy
like that.
Crap.
Quake 3 is so hard on the fucking Dreamcast.
See, we got really good at Soldier it because of we Fortune. Liked playing it like a party game.
Soldier of Fortune was good.
Soldier of Fortune was good.
Quake? No, what was it? No,
that game blew my mind.
Unreal was pretty good, too.
Unreal on PS2? That's the shit right there.
Yeah. Soldier of Fortune blew my mind because you could blow up every limb off the people. I was like, what? This is so brutal. See,
but I actually
you play it now, though. It's like...
I retrained myself once I switched to PS2 and then eventually
Time splitters,
to use the two sticks and actually play righty because it was easier to hit the buttons. My brother, to this day, still, one, plays game southpaw, and two, actually has a modded 360 controller where the sticks are switched in case they don't offer southpaw.
That's crazy.
Well, it kills me when they don't offer inverted.
Yeah, this kid's like super Japanese.
Oh, no, I can't handle
everything's got to be inverted.
Kawaii.
Even left, right, up, down. It should be up, down, left, right.
I just gave a peace sign, the victory.
Why?
Yatta!
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 Oh, yeah.
Nissan Versa.
What's her name? Chuck Lee?
Chuck Lee.
She was Chinese, though, so like, why was she throwing up like Japanese pop culture signals?
Why does she have little hair covers on
her
head?
Why she got them thick-ass thighs? Well, I know. On Chun Li.
Why shouldn't she have thick-ass thighs?
I don't think Chinese women are known for their thick thighs.
I think it's interesting that you say that like Sony was the reason why Sega died, because like, it's just news to me. Like, no, what happened?
They were very aggressive with retailers. They went to retailers and said, hey, that's a very nice Dreamcast section. I guess you don't want to carry PlayStation. That's cool.
Yeah, they full-on were, like,
because
dicks.
It was under my impression that everyone was pissed off at Sega because they didn't tell anybody that they were releasing all their system, like, that one E3.
That pissed off retailers,
yeah.
But they were still willing to carry it. But where could you buy a Dreamcast? Sears? No. Walmart? No.
I'm talking about the Saturn, not the PS2.
So, okay, yeah.
I'm talking about the PS1 and Saturn.
Right, so...
But you're talking about Dreamcast.
Talk about Dreamcast.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, when it actually died.
Sega was death rattle. Well, you know what? I think people were pissed off by then already because Sega was so, like, failing in the U.S.
The Dreamcast launch was huge.
It was huge.
People got over it real fast.
Yeah, I did. I got the Dreamcast $99.99 when it came out.
Yes,
me
yes,
too.
Like
I waited
at
midnight
launch.
And then went to school the next day and fucking sucked.
This is where I get to be very hipstery about this and say I bought my Dreamcast from a buddy here that used to do importing, Miko.
Miko, yeah.
Yeah. Miko. And he...
He's gone.
He sold, you know, really? Japanese games out of a store. Oh. No, so I literally had the console almost a year before its launch.
What?
Because it was out in Japan for almost a year prior to its U.S. launch.
That's like every other.
And he promised me, and he was good to his word, that when the U.S. one launched, that he would mod mine because he was already getting the mod chips in, so that it would play both. So literally, the day the U.S. one came out, he had my console in and he modded it and worked fine. And actually, that same one still works perfectly fine.
That's awesome, dude. That's a rare Dreamcast.
Brian, you imported yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I remember like the Sonic game all in Japanese. Bigu.
I made the mistake of buying the Godzilla game as my first title, which was a launch title in Japan, and all you really did was walk into buildings. That's all you did. There were no villains, no bad guys. You just walked into buildings.
It's called Godzilla No Walk, wasn't it?
And Godzilla you just listened to the Godzilla theme on like only like the first...
Wait,
like,
that P. Diddy song?
The first eight verses, like, you know, eight measures on the loop. No, not the freaking P. By the way, speaking of that, and I'm very excited about this, so if people want to get together to go who are listening to this, Riff Tracks next month is doing the 98 Godzilla
what?
Movie. I'm so happy.
What?
Oh, man, I'm down.
I actually have to go to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm so
excited. See, I missed their Sharknado one, and I was going to go because I hadn't heard of any of the other events, and that one I saw on the internet. I was like, fuck yeah. And then I don't want to see Sharknado, though.
Sharknado was funny.
Fuck that movie. It was garbage.
Funny.
But it was intentionally garbage.
It was intentionally
Godzilla
garbage.
Godzilla was meant to be taken seriously.
You don't put Tara Reid in things that are not intentionally garbage.
No, Tara was terrible in the first one. She was actually okay in the second.
I feel like Sharknado was only halfway intentionally garbage. They were like trying to be campy, and then they failed so hard at that that you then laughed at that.
My favorite part of Sharknado is when he's screaming, "Get out of the way!" And there's nobody in front of him.
No, they had no budget in that movie, so there's no extras.
Yeah.
Half of where they are, they're at like fucking empty beaches. The best is they're trying to shoot. They're shooting like a surf scene in the beginning. It is a 100% overcast, and they just put a filter on it to try to make it look bright. And then you can see that they shot 2 days, two different days, where one day it was definitely sunny, the other day was definitely not sunny, and they are alternating between these shots, and it was killing me.
He went to film school, guys.
Yeah, like, as someone who makes stuff sometimes, it drives me bananas.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been seeing a new trend on TV and...
What is it?
In movies, where they reverse shots. Because they don't have coverage of what they need, and everything plays in reverse, and it kills me. Because things do not move naturally.
It's like
backwards.
You see water move backwards. It's like, okay.
Well, the most famous one for that is the Tusken Raider yell.
Really?
In Star Wars, you know, the Tusken Raider takes his staff and shakes it over his head and does whatever. Yeah, that was literally just one piece of footage, and they decided they wanted him to be more violent, and they just did forward, backward.
Yeah. The most famous one for me is because. Was in my editing class was Spider-Man 1, the scene where they're in when the Green Goblin shows up, Macy Gray's singing and all that.
Right.
They show Peter Parker walking in one direction, and they didn't have him coming back because they needed him to look up and see Mary Jane and James Franco, because that's his name.
Franco.
He when he comes back, it's the same scene. They just reverse it. So the part on his hair is on the other side, and the same people that he walks past the first time are walking the other direction.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I never noticed.
But that is just they mirror reverse it. This is them playing things backwards. Like the other day, it was in an investigative Discovery Channel fucking show where they're doing a reenactment. This girl's supposed to pick up the phone, but they only had her hanging it up. So they play it in reverse. So she's picking it up, but her hair moves backwards. And I rewound it and showed Sarah like 50 times. And she's like, I don't see it. I'm like, look at her fucking hair. It looks completely unnatural. Things do not move naturally in reverse. That's not how things
Speaking of things mirroring in reverse, this is actually very interesting. You guys ever see David Fincher movie? The one about Facebook. Social Network. The very beginning of the movie, everything is mirrored. Like his shirt is like backwards. Like if you saw it in a mirror, it would be. The reason why is because. They couldn't get the rights to film Yale or Harvard. So what they did, they had to actually film it mirrored. But everyone had to wear something backwards, so it looked like it was normal.
That's so fucking weird.
Isn't that weird?
He's wearing like a Jarabha shirt instead?
It's actually he's wearing an old Navy shirt or something, but you see it backwards. They had to actually print it. Like,
Old Navy backwards is Harvard. I just put it together.
It is now. But no, it's just weird. Even like the stuff on the doors and stuff, like it says like, how are you going in? Everything was backwards.
Why were Harvard being so much of tight asses about that?
I don't know.
They're tight ass about everything.
I mean, we can't do it on the premises. They're like, okay, well, we're going to do it anyways. And then fuck you, it's backwards.
You ever heard of your stupid college?
Well, the worst, actually, the first time I saw this was in Final Destination 5. I haven't even seen the movie.
Stop. Okay, why do you know about Final Destination?
It was on in the background at my girlfriend's house, her parents' house. We were over there on a weekend, and I happened to look over, because it was just on, you know, the movie channel. Her dad was watching TV, and I just was, like, gazing around the room, and I caught this exact moment. I have not seen that movie. There's a girl, and they needed her to look at a guy at the end of a conversation, but they didn't have it. So they just had her turning away. They were like, we'll just reverse it. And she goes... And like the way she turns is so unnatural, and her hair goes like it spins around backward. It's so stupid. And I kept showing Sarah, and she's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
As a kid, I remember catching things that were like, and I guess it was more common to do this and stuff back, you know, in the 80s and 90s. Because even in like the first Ghostbusters, I remember like the very first time, you know, when Janine yells, "We've got one," and they rushed and get dressed, and then you see the Ecto-1 pull out. That is so sped up. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
They were blatantly driving like 1 mile an hour, and they just were like, all right, fast forward.
I saw that in a movie recently where these cops were supposed to be going into this place, and I guess they weren't fast enough, so they just sped them up, but it looked so dumb. They were like, running super fast.
That's realistic, man.
Episode one.
I don't know what this show would be without your sound effects, because no one can see any of this.
Episode one of what?
Episode one. Star Wars episode one.
That doesn't exist. I don't even know what you're talking about.
When they do the force run, and then later he just doesn't do it when Qui-Gon's about to get locked in that room. He's like, hold on, I'm running real slow. I'm coming.
God, I'm hate coming. The force is like just nothing but a plot, like advancement vehicle. It really is annoying. But yes, why didn't he just...
Yeah.
Midichlorians.
Stop. I'll say this. That weird camera stuff ruined one otherwise perfect movie for me. The fourth Batman movie, when Robin is drowning in like poison ivy's like pool. They had a scene of him surfacing and then getting dragged back down, and they did that trick. And here you had a movie that just it hit perfect. All the right notes. It was a perfect film, and then throw that in.
There was nipples in Batman's suit.
I mean, those were good nipples. If you're going to throw nipples on a bat suit for some goddamn reason,
George Clooney, right? Or was it Val Kilmer?
That was George Clooney. Was George Clooney? Batman. Yeah.
Actually, my favorite thing about that movie.
Did they have Batgirl too? Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. My favorite thing about that movie is not so much that the bat suit had nipples; it's that he had a bat suit for every occasion, even ones that didn't make sense. Like, in case you need ice skates in the middle of Gotham City, we have a suit for that.
They click their heels together, I believe, to activate that. Imagine if you were just like tapping your feet in your car,
but it has like a snow camo and like there's one that has like a furry overcoat thing. Like he had ready for that.
Camo one. Well, he's ready for action.
The point of that was clearly action figures.
When you're a billionaire and you're bored, you're gonna make more bat suits. I'm serious.
It's like the military. If you don't spend your budget, they don't give you it.
Right, you don't get it back again. You
gotta develop the bat suit. I mean,
have any of you guys seen the Funny or Die skit about the girls at like a sleepover figuring out that Bruce Wayne is Batman, and then Commissioner Gordon comes, he's like, yeah, everybody knows that. He tries to believe that nobody does, but fuck it, he's out there fighting people. Everybody knows. Like,
just let him do it. Let him pretend.
Because they were like going to post on Facebook, and he's like, please don't do that. And then they're still trying to do it, so he has to put a gun.
He's Batman.
He puts a gun to their mom's head. They start crying.
What's it called?
It's Funny or Die. I don't know.
I'll look it up.
I don't know if this is really funny, but it kind of made me want to die toward the end. Am I the only one in the room kind of that's happy that the Dark Knight films are past?
I'm happy.
I didn't hate them, but I'm kind of glad they're over.
I didn't like the last one very much.
Me either.
Especially because like they wasted Talia's character.
I rewatched Batman Begins, and I still really thought it was great.
No, I mean, Dark Knight is one of my favorite movies ever.
Like, oh, yeah. Perfect movie.
Just because of Heath Ledger, honestly. Yeah. There are some glaring problems with that movie, but...
If you could oversee it. I mean, but the thing is about with Dark Knight Rises, though, is that it made Batman look like such a fucking bitch. Well, it's so annoying.
They gave him, like, superpowers, though. Like, you don't break your back and work out for 3 months, and you're like, fuck
yeah. But they used it the worst way possible. Like, oh, he got out it took him three tries, but he still did it. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, you're out. And now you're going to go and not kill Bane.
No, he has to teleport to kill Bane.
No, you're going to have Catwoman kill Bane for you.
Yeah. But he doesn't kill. That's his rule.
Yeah, but he doesn't beat down either.
Yeah.
Well, that's a rule that's been broken.
I just saw the whole, like, the page of when Superman stopped being Superman because he had to kill someone.
Yeah, Mixoplex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I posted that.
You posted that. I read it. I was there.
Yeah. I was there in my mind.
I made sure to look it over because I hated Man of Steel, so.
Yeah.
So is he done, like, because he broke General Zorg's neck or whatever, Battle Zord, whatever that guy's name was. That's the
Megazord.
Zod, yeah.
Neil before Zord.
Yes. Before Megazord.
Did you guys like the Superman movie, the most recent one? I mean, more than the dumb
why
one.
Did he not save his fucking dad from a tornado?
Yeah.
Because his dad held his finger up and said, no, don't.
But see, here's the problem.
Why are you going to martyr yourself?
He said, hold up, I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had the best album of the year.
Of all time.
Like, in response to his dad's finger come up saying no, like, Superman's middle finger should have been extended, and you rescue your dad. What's wrong with you?
First of all, Jonathan Kent dies of a heart attack for a very specific reason. And that reason is Superman has no control over the situation. Yes. He physically cannot save him. It's out of his control.
Exactly.
And he learns a valuable lesson in doing so, or not doing so.
But then Carrie Ann Moss sticks her hand into his heart and squeezes it and brings him back to life.
Yeah, well, that could happen, right?
That was the Matrix, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. That was a great scene.
Well done.
It was.
None of those movies.
But in the new movie...
The first one was
right. In the new movie, him literally just saying, hey, no, don't get me. Superman can move fast enough for everyone there not to see him. Also, he had just lifted a truck and everyone saw that.
Yeah.
Like, he could just go
get him. You know what he could have done? run super fast and kept running.
You know what else could have happened?
No one would have seen him.
His dad could have just walked away from the tornado because he had like time to like gesture to his son and hang out for a while. He could have just said, oh, you know what? I should run back to everyone else.
It was a Sharknado.
The lesson to take away was
had to have been.
You can't control the motivations of others. You couldn't control his dad's motivation to die like an idiot. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't control Zod's motivation to vaporize those stupid library patrons at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So he just snapped his neck.
So the kind of the opposite of what we were discussing earlier. You can't save the unwilling.
Well, not only did he killed Zod, he killed like half of Metropolis.
He waited a
that wasn't shown,
shit
therefore it didn't
ton
happen.
Of time to kill him, and he was only mad about the people in the library when they destroyed like 1,000 buildings. They fucking just... yes. There's no... like. Where were all the people going? It's not like they could just like run really fast.
I think he killed more people than Godzilla.
But they had to show buildings because there was an insane amount of product placement on the buildings.
Like Sears.
Yeah.
Sears.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that machine was smashing things around and doing all that stuff, and they're going to die anyways.
What about
like,
the penis things?
Oh, my God. The boner ships were great. Did
the boner ships were great. The little drop ships, the capsules.
Tiny little dicks. I liked it a lot.
They weren't even subtle. Those were dicks.
Those were dicks with balls attached.
You know, they sat around a table designing that movie. Yeah. Like the art directors and everyone sat around and they were like, remember when that guy got in trouble for drawing the front of the Little Mermaid VHS box?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This movie's rated PG-13. Fuck it. We're just putting dicks in this.
Put dicks everywhere. Superman's outfit needs to have one of those cool little underwear things that they make now where it's just a dick. Have you seen that? Those Brazilian bathing suits, it's just half your body and then a dick.
It's strapped to one side.
Yeah.
I will have to look it up.
I look forward to when the bathing suit is just a condom.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I wear. I'm wearing one now.
Yeah.
If I may briefly detour from the Brazilian
you have
dick
to say
suit
safe from terrorists.
Exactly.
And return to Superman for 1 second. At the end, when the library people are cowering and Zod's like ever so slowly getting closer to them with his heat vision. This is something with all the video and audio talent in this room I think we can do. Can we get the G.I. Joe fake PSA scene of the guy running in, get the fuck out of here, what the fuck? And just put it up. Because the people are like cowering against the wall with the death ray coming out, like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here.
We're all dead.
Because I just wanted Superman to yell, like, move! What the fuck are you idiots doing?
I'm a computer.
God, that smelled good.
Yeah, my God, that smelled good.
Pork chop sandwich.
You know, I said this a couple episodes ago, but I found out that was DJ Doug Pound. None of you guys watch Tim and Eric, huh?
I do. Wait, DJ...
Doug Pound. He's the one that is in the mix, and then he remixes everything.
I hate Tim and Eric.
Why?
I hate
Brian, you're a hater too, aren't you?
Yes, I agree
with Doug Eric. Pound made those originally. Him and another guy in his high
PSAs.
School made those
PSAs. Oh, no
PSAs.
Shit, really?
Yeah, that's why they are like that.
Okay, I guess I like them a little
bit. Wait, was he the guy that was at their show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I went to saw their show here in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Do you remember the part about his part where he's like, he's hooking up with a girl at a party, and she's like, oh, you wear Magnums? And he goes, yeah, girl, I like that baggy look. And then he remixes that into a song. But I was amazed to find out that he made those originally.
But again, back to
Who
Superman.
Who wants a body massage?
Back to Superman. He's got Zod in a headlock.
Right.
Zod's got the I-beam slowly pulling towards the civilians who are not running.
Who are not moving. That's
They're not running at all. They're not remotely running.
You better believe it. Be running.
Yeah, not at all.
Or hiding.
So...
both.
Superman has one hand on around Zod's neck and the other one on his forehead across because he's about to basically break his neck.
Yeah.
He could have literally just slid his hand down over Zod's eyes. Problem solved.
Close his eyelids.
Or just literally
away.
Just cover his eyes. Yeah.
Or point his head somewhere else.
Or...
maybe that's what he was trying to do.
Sit on his lap and wrap your legs around him real hard.
Like, fuck, I killed
and
him.
And then look into his eyes real hard so all his fire eyes go into your eyes. And your eyes already have fire in him, so who cares? And then you maybe romance him into not being mad anymore.
Or you just punch him in the penis.
Because if you look at him real in his eyes and you let him know through your eyes that you understand him, he might stop.
Actually, you bring up a totally better point than that. You don't even have to do that. He just has to kiss Zod and Zod will forget what he was doing.
Honestly, though, the worst part of this whole movie... it's because he did not say kneel before Zod.
No, he did not say it.
No.
He said, I will find him! I will find him!
Why did they have the stereotypes, like the big, strong, silent guy and the tough chick, if they weren't the same characters.
Right?
I don't know.
They weren't?
No. They weren't. The names were different.
The names were different. They didn't even let you see the big guy's face. They just kept him in a helmet.
And none of them flew away in a like flat square later.
Which was the Superman one that created that guy that threw it to the sun?
That's Radioactive Man.
That was number four.
Quest for Peace.
That was the one with all about Lex Luthor, right?
Yeah.
Radioactive '80s.
The worst piece of nightmarish garbage.
I remember like the guy threw his fucking
epaulets.
Yeah, he threw. Oh, I think maybe it was the first round. He threw his cape at him.
He throws the ass off. And it becomes like a cellophane ass.
That's what happens. That's right.
Worse than that would have been Tim Burton Superman. Superman 4 would be a masterpiece.
Now, for the record, I don't see how the Tim Burton Superman could have been worse.
Are you kidding me? Have you not seen the footage of Nicolas Cage in the suit? I have.
Have you not seen Superman Returns?
Superman Returns is terrible.
Superman Returns, I enjoyed until the baby.
No, I didn't enjoy it because Superman couldn't even hold up a fucking plane.
Hey, man. They gotta give him limitations.
He's weak as
Superman.
Shit.
Superman Returns Superman. Is bad for the same reason the Tom or whatever his name is Payne. I know it's not Tom Payne, whatever that guy's name is that played the Punisher and not the Dolph Lundgren one. Thomas Jane, not Thomas Payne.
Is that the one with
a great actor just
and not
script.
The American hero?
He was in the middle.
That
was the one with the Russian Waldo, right?
Right. Yeah. But same problem. Same problem. Actually, that character was the only character they did right from the Punisher comics.
Yeah.
But here's the issue that Superman Returns had that Punisher had. In Superman Returns, he's hardly Superman. He can barely lift a plane. Like there's no Supermaning happening. And in the Punisher, no punishing. He doesn't punish anybody.
Did you see the?
But he did take the time to set up a bunch of cars to blow up in the shape of a symbol.
Yeah, Batman did it later with fire. did you see the video Thomas Jane actually made himself, Dirty Laundry or whatever it's called?
No,
it's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's like a fan film. He made him as Punisher, and he is straight up Punisher. I mean, he's not wearing the shirt just because he's doing laundry, and then some kids are fucking with him outside, and he murders everyone like crazy.
Yes.
It's really good.
Is it as good as the Batman, Joker, Aliens, Predator fan film?
That was awesome.
No. That movie's amazing.
That's awesome, too. That movie came out a while ago, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's only like 8 minutes long, but it's spectacular.
He was also in Arrested Development.
Thomas Jane?
Yeah. He was a bum. He's like, I just want my kids back. It was an actor playing a bum.
He's in Hung, isn't he? Isn't he Hung?
Yeah, he was the lead in Hung.
Yeah. All right, guys. We've been like 2 hours in, so I think we're about to wrap this one up.
Oh, man.
I know. It's crazy. It's
I got to work tomorrow. I'm going to thank you guys for making this the most difficult week ever to do show notes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
I went to nerd porn.
Oh, yeah.
Nerd Tinder porn?
We'll just link to this episode, and then that'll be the show notes, right?
There you go.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, just
you know, I kind of do show notes when I just listen to the podcast and I figure out what I'm going to make the cover of.
Yeah,
and I do that.
I don't listen to myself ever.
I think for this one because it's just so suiting, it should be twins with boners.
Twins with boners.
You guys don't listen to your own.
He does.
No, I do.
You do. Yeah,
I make
my
sure
girlfriend does. I don't.
What does he she does. Like it? She hasn't broken up with you over it, so she must think it's okay.
Or she's not listening. She's just lying to you.
Well, I hear her. I just play video games while she does it.
He just doesn't want to hear his own voice because he's scared of himself.
No, I remember the stuff I say.
I don't.
You should.
Do you remember from the first episode?
You should listen to your own podcast. It's good. It's a good exercise.
¿Por qué?
It'll bring you down to earth a little bit.
It'll make you hate yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I have other podcasts.
Because in my head, I have a sexy, sultry voice.
And then when I listen to myself, it's a confirmation that I, in fact, do have such a voice.
You do. My voice is a nightmare.
My voice is nasal.
Your voice is fine.
I have a voice for silent television.
I just find, like, if you listen with kind of a critical ear, is that even proper English? You'll hear all the, like, ridiculousness that comes out of your mouth that you don't mean to. So
I remember I said like a lot when I first started it, and I've gone way lower on that. It's good.
The thing is, I have, like, I need to. I have a bunch of episodes that I've downloaded. I've listened to about 4 total. I just don't listen every week because I have.
He's not a fan of the show.
Hours. No, I am. I just have hours of podcasts I listen to because I work and I listen 8 hours a day.
He's all about Joe Rogan. Listen to Giant Bomb.
I listen to Giant Bomb once a week. Shit. I listen to Joe Rogan. I listen to Your Mom's House, which is fucking great. That's my new one.
Try that one out.
I listen to Continue Show.
Which one's the one where they just make those fantasy things?
I listen to Fantasy Fiction, which is
my number two right now. It is fucking genius.
All they do is just write a really long fanfic. Not fanfic. No, just a fantasy story, and they read it to each other.
Yeah.
Try not to laugh.
Every week, these two guys write a fantasy story. They try to keep it within two pages, and then they read them to each other. And now they, like, when they started, they were just reading them. Now they do voices, and they're trying, and they've created their own worlds now, so that every one of their stories takes place in them, and they're awesome.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like
fantasy
fun.
Fiction. It's really good.
Sure. Why don't we stop our stupid nerd extravaganza shit and do that, guys?
Actually, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was a podcast I listened to, and they stopped doing it after a while, and they only did about 8 or 9 episodes, and it was the most genius idea ever, which was literally they just went on Yahoo questions. Or Yahoo Answers.
And answered them.
And just picked random ones and started answering them on the show.
Sounds fun.
Instead of having call-ins, they already had answers, waiting for them.
Let's all of us do that, but we'll do the type in stuff into Google and the first question that comes up. That's what
I do. When I do it at Google, I just type anything, like, what if, and then like see what happens with that. What if my balls fell down?
Yeah, it's always weird shit that it automates.
What if my mom caught me having sex?
That's like, your podcast, just, man, right there. Boom, you got a topic every week.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do it all the time.
I spent a whole night doing just how many, and then the letter A to see what things would come up. How many, the letter B to see what would come up. Yeah.
Fucking people find the weirdest shit on the internet. The internet. All right, on that note, I want to congratulate all of us for surviving this. This is great.
You did it. You did it, guys.
This is a joint effort, and it was pretty cool, even though it's on a Sunday night at, like, midnight. So witching hour for us.
Yeah.
Us working men.
Was that too cursy? I felt like I was a little profane.
Are you kidding,
man?
Are you kidding?
Could you guys go on a little tirade or something to make me feel better?
Go ahead.
I've said so much bad shit on this. I always do. I can't.
Not just even cursing. Cursing might be lighter than some of the stuff he said.
In my real life, I talk the same way all the time.
Yeah.
At my job, where I should have been fired a million times. But if you make people laugh, a lot of times they won't fire you.
That's right. That's
exactly why I'm still at my job. I just got a raise, actually.
Congratulations.
You suck at work, man. You're so damn funny.
You know, Yoni, who is our sponsor through the Grind Coffee Project, had told me a story yesterday of how on his first resume for a real job, which was like a 6-figure job, he listed all of like his actual skills and all the positions he held, and mixed in there was Queen of England. They thought it was hilarious, which is part of the reason why they hired him.
That's awesome.
Brilliant.
That's great. Oh, man. Yoni, thanks for coffee and being
awesome.
Thanks
so much, Yoni.
Thanks for never being open when I can go to your place to get awesome coffee, so instead I have to drink subpar coffee from everywhere else.
That blows.
Yoni. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We won't see you next week because this is a collaboration. So
I mean,
we check us out on nerdstravaganza.com and facebook.com/nerdporn. O is a zero. R needs to be changed. Really bad.
We'll invite ourselves over next week.
Yes.
Are you going to be here?
Yeah.
Definitely. You're welcome.
Should we throw out our information here?
Yeah.
And save ourselves some recording time?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I like this no effort podcast.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
No effort podcast.
That's excellence in no effort.
Excellence in mediocrity.
All right, guys. Signing off.
Well, no, wait. No, let them say their...
No. I'm signing off.
No.
I'm just kidding. All right. Go ahead.
And check out our... What you already said. NerdTravaganza.com, and then go to the NerdPorn Facebook site until they get nerd.porn. And I would recommend going there instead.
Not nerdporn.com, because you'll see a little bit different shit.
Yeah.
When's nerd.porn going live?
Who even knows? I don't even know if .porn is a...
It's open.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to
there
get
There is
it.
A .porn, for sure. I'm totally getting those.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Nice. All right, goodbye. Thanks for having us.
I love you.
Love you guys, too.
Thanks a lot, guys.
By the way, Tony got our...
I might still be recording.
Tony did get our Instagram as Nerd Podcast.
Yeah.
So a lot of people thought we were the Nerdist. Did you notice that? People kept
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, really? I didn't see your podcast.
Don't even correct them.
All right, well, we're Nerd Podcast on Instagram. Yeah. Check that out. All right, bye. Love you.